One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak with Samaria and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. Why am I on speaker? That's such a cool intro queued up. Let's get into the speakers. There we go. It's time for Rant Speak. It's time for your favorite entertainment of the week. Better than Friends. Better than the nightly news. I know, it's a song I just played a little bit just before the show. In the background, it's State of the Union with their album Impendium. We're going to give Smokey a call here in a second. How's everybody doing out there tonight? Yes, and it's a long weekend. I believe it's a long weekend in the States as well as Canada, so we sync up tonight. Everybody can stay up for the show. Notice there's a lot more people in the IRC than normal, which is good. Which is very nice to see. I'm glad everyone can stay up late tonight. So let's give Smokey a call and bring him in. It is a nice song. That's why I said the band name. So that everyone can run out and buy it. Let's just turn down the music so we can hear Smokey. See if he's got his microphone turned up today.
Hello?
Smokey.
Can you hear me?
Can you turn yourself up a little bit?
Yeah, give me a second. Am I clear this week, too?
Very, very, very clear.
Hold on just a second.
Absolutely mind-blowingly clear. Screw to the music a little bit here. Hello, everybody in the IRC. They're all very excited. I love this guy's voice.
How's that?
Much louder, much, much better.
Okay.
How are you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Excellent.
Doing real good.
Real good.
I mean, if I could put my feet up on my desk, I would do it.
Is your desk too cluttered like mine is to put your feet up on?
Yeah, it, pretty much, yeah.
That's
it's
what I
feet
thought.
Or, it's feet or monitors.
You can't
have both.
You don't have enough room for both. You have to make the decision. No. And it's monitors, I guess. You got to see what's going on, right?
Yeah, I kind of need those to do the show.
The visual cues that help you along?
Yeah, there's a lot of visual cues in this show. A whole lot.
Is there?
Yeah, absolutely none.
Absolutely zero. I guess maybe the outline of the show, that's about it.
Yeah.
Other than that, you could do with your eyes closed, really.
Yeah, I really could because I don't really... All I have to do is make fun of you for an hour and a half, so...
And that's easy.
Yeah, I don't have to look at anything to do that.
It kind of writes itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, there's no show prep at all. maybe I'll go over the format to see what sucks on it, and that's about it. But
yeah, you know, just the sucky parts?
That's pretty much it, yeah, because I need material, you know, to pick on you with, so I have to look up for the crappy parts in the,
oh, of
in
course.
The format.
Well, I've got a half hour of Onion kind of put in there for in the middle of the show. I'm going to be reading out some Onion articles.
That's good, because that would complete our selling out for the week.
Oh, yeah. We always strive to sell out and sell our souls to the highest bidder each week.
Yeah, we'll have to discuss that, I think.
Oh yeah, for sure. Welcome to Rant Speak. Welcome, Smokey. Welcome, everybody in the IRC. Let's see who is in the IRC tonight. Lots of people, as I said at the top of the hour, even more people than before. 73 people in the IRC. They're all very excited because they can all get to stay up late and not go to school till Tuesday and stuff like that.
That's true. See, I wouldn't notice that because I'm 30 years old. And so I don't know when it's not a school day.
Well, I notice this.
It makes no difference to me.
I notice these things because I drive by a school every day to work, and it's been very nice not having to slow down to not hit the children on the way to work.
That's true. I'm not very far from either one of my schools. I'm like a mile and a half from my high school and like a mile from my grade school.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they're right near you.
Yeah, so I never had to go far.
So all little punks are always hanging out outside your house, banging on your windows?
No, not really, because I'm right in the middle, which is not a populated area.
Okay.
So I'm like right between them.
Oh. You know,
so there's no kid outside my house. They'd have to climb a hill to get to my house.
Oh, and that's too much effort.
Yeah, it is.
And you had to walk both ways to school in the snow, right? Both ways uphill.
Both ways uphill.
Yeah.
That's true.
People in the IRC tonight. Spiko. Spiko. He's phonetically spelled out his name, so I pronounce it correctly, it looks like.
Okay.
Pi, Evil Spork, Mainframe, Pinion Blue, Jeff Man, Jibcat, Big Wolf was known as Spiko. MST3K, long time no see for the show there. Darth Arsenius, Kinling Boy. Knuckles, Baby Bear, Purden, Schizo, Richard, and that's all the people I are talking right now.
Okay.
And if you want to get into the IRC, you go to rantradio.com, click on the left-hand side, and on the left-hand side it has a little button for chat. It says RR chat, yeah.
I saw that first time I noticed it.
And I made it a little bit easier for people to chat, which is nice.
And a little bit.
Full instructions there. If you've got MRC installed, there's a bunch of links for the servers there, or you can use the Java chat, or you can just read the page on how to really do the IRC and download
a
client.
It's really sad that you have to get the servers from us because nobody else fucking has them.
Yeah, the actual official web page is not there. It's kind of down, and yeah, it kind of sucks. But
yeah, I know.
We're the bastion of the other side. We're the most populated channel in the place, so I guess we got to carry the torch, huh?
Yeah, we're elite. We're the biggest group in the whole mess. We're elite.
We're our the biggest says, fish in the small pond. Damn it!
Our mom says we're elite,
and she spelled it with a 3.
That's right. It's no
two
good
threes.
Unless you spell it with a 3.
Yeah,
it's two
just not the same effect, really.
No.
Let's see. You can go to our site and download the archives. I'm trying something new this week. I'm recording the show onto the computer while doing the show. Hopefully that turns out and it'll speed up the archiving process.
Yay. Yeah, that should make it a lot easier. That's the way I used to do it.
Yeah.
As your backup, because tape sucks.
Yeah, tape sucks. I mean, I record it anyway, just in case. But yeah, that's what I do. I just dump it onto the computer after, and if I can do it while doing it, why not? I didn't think my computer, my sound card could handle that, but I'm giving it a try.
It should be able to, because I think mine can too, but I'm just not going to try it.
I'm pretty faithful now on recording it. I've never missed one. I only messed up on one, but that was just a wiring issue.
The show sounds better on your end anyway than it does on mine.
Exactly, but for a backup, it'd be fine. Better than nothing.
I also, there's another reason why I think I sound better.
Why is that?
My cable company upped my upstream bandwidth a little bit, and they didn't tell me.
Wow. And like, that would definitely make a difference.
Yeah, they actually doubled it.
Wow.
So it's more than a little bit. And they only tell me, like, when they're going to do bad stuff. They never send me an email when they're doing good stuff.
They should send an email when they're doing good stuff, too.
I just have to figure that out on my own. Like, wow, this is fast today.
And it's very clear, like telephone clear. You cannot
That's
tell.
Awesome.
You're not on the telephone. It's so nice.
I know, because I listened to the archive from last week, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Wasn't it amazing? Like,
it was
so good. And if I EQ'd you, you'd almost, if I spent some little time EQ'ing, it would sound like you're actually in the studio.
Might want to try that just once, see if it works.
Then I have to change it back every time, but I might try 1 week and just for the show.
Yeah, just to try.
Yeah, it'd be very cool.
Anyway.
Nice lull there. Yeah, you can get involved in with Rant by sending in your mug shots to info@rantradio.com. Lots and lots of people doing that, more than ever, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Send in your name and city and country if you're overseas to info@rantradio.com. You can tell somebody about Rant, and a lot of people are doing that, which is very nice. I'm getting more email than I can handle, and I don't know what I'm going to do soon, but it's nice getting the email.
You can send some to me.
I could. A lot of it's really weird, hard-to-answer questions, which is always annoying.
That's okay?
Okay.
I can make some shit up. They don't know.
They don't know. They're asking the question. They don't know the answer. If we lie to them, it works.
I could be anything, man.
You can also help us out with some projects that we have in the forums. Always lots of projects there. You can also send in your news stories to me, which nobody's done for a couple weeks, but I managed to still find some news stories. info@rantradio.com if you run across anything. Actually, they do send them to me, but I already have them by the time they send them. So I tell a lie. I tell a lie.
Right.
And we need bandwidth. We always need bandwidth, and we really do need bandwidth right now for the punk station. It's really kind of...
Okay. Stop right there.
Okay.
Go look at the punk station right now.
Okay.
On Shoutcast.
Let me bring that up. Because I was getting worried. Because once one drops off, the other ones kind of follow. Because, let's see. Let me compare this with what I have in my little notes here. Oh, not a new mirror.
Yes, a new one. I got it for you right before the show.
Is it new?
It's brand new.
Because I have one that upped their numbers, it looks like.
Yeah, well, yeah, they upped their numbers.
Okay.
They offered it to me.
Well,
and I'm like, yeah, sure.
That is awesome. That is so nice. That'll help out a lot.
Yeah, it was actually Mark from the Mark and Daryl show. He's got like a crap load of bandwidth. He's like, you want some more? I said, sure.
Thank you, Mark and Daryl. Some of our DJs here on Rant Radio.
So, I picked out the punk station. Well, that'll even out the three of them even more.
That's right. And until we get another mirror, that'll help out a lot.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to put strain on them too much if they can't handle it. But it's so nice to help. We still need bandwidth. Email me, info@rantradio.com, and we'll hook you up with that. You'll hook us up with that.
Yeah. something like that.
Yeah, something like that. It can't be your cable modem. It has to be like a parked server, not a web server, but something you can install Shoutcast to.
Uh-huh.
Not at home. DJs, when you always need DJs, we're getting lots of DJs, lots of response, which is great. We always need more DJs.
Yes, lots of DJs.
You getting all those emails I'm forwarding to you, like five or seven a week?
Yeah, I just haven't gotten to the new batch you sent me because I've been busy downloading archives all day. That's what I've been doing today.
Okay.
Trying to catch up on this whole DVD thing, even though I don't have the last one done, I'm working on the next one.
Told
you, it was like a constant thing.
Yeah, so it's like a two-year-long project where you're always 2 years behind.
It is, and it will never stop. And I could be done, if people would send me stuff when I ask them to, and that'd be nice.
Well, it's a slow process.
Yeah.
None of us get paid for this, so.
I'm glad I don't ask for a whole lot, because, man, I get nothing.
Nothing. A whole lot of nothing.
Sometimes you think, I ask for the world, and sometimes you think I'm too mean. I'll ask for, like, one thing a year, and somebody always puts out. It's like, wow, dude, I'm glad I didn't ask for a whole lot. You're so evil, Smokehouse. No, not really. I just need things from time to time.
MST3K is asking, what are most of the DJ applications for? Most of them are for talk. Yes, music or talk. Most of them are for talk, which we love the talk.
Yeah.
That's our bread and butter is the talk station. We really like the talk stuff. Music's always good. We have a punk station and an industrial station. DJs can go on there too. That's great stuff.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm.
But we love the talk ones, and that's where we get most of our applications.
Yeah, most of them. And that's the hardest thing to do, really, is to talk for an hour or 2 hours.
It is, and to be entertaining.
Yeah.
But we managed to pull it off, so you can too.
Somehow I don't think that's going to be too much of a problem anymore.
No, there's lots of DJs coming up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Any news from Smokey?
Well, not, I would say, too much, really. There's some new stuff coming.
Yep.
I can't really say a whole lot yet.
You know? You don't want to say things before, count your chickens before they're hatched.
No, Mark is supposed to start his new show this week, his new political talk show.
Well, that's exciting. Is that on the is that on the schedule?
Not yet. I don't have the thing for it.
Okay, so late edition then, eh?
Well, we decided on it a while ago, but, you know, he's been delayed because, you know, fucking hurricane hit Florida, and that's where he lives.
Excuses, excuses. I mean, it's just a little wind, right?
No, it's, yeah, it's slowing down a little bit. that should be this Friday, I think.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Well, that's exciting.
Just check your schedule, and you'll see it.
Yeah, there's the talk schedule right there if people want to check up on it throughout the week.
Yeah.
And we got lots of shows on there. There's like, I don't know, 15 shows? There's tons.
There's like 18.
Whoa, 18. We don't want to count redundancies and like rebroadcasts and stuff. But
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. If you
really?
If you count all, if you count all the stations, we have like 18 shows.
That's really, really cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah, and very high quality shows as well.
Yes, they are.
I'm very proud of the shows we have on the stations.
Yes, I demand high quality
And we get it.
Yeah. Anyway, where are we now?
Just news from you, unless you want to go on.
Did you want to talk about the uproar?
Sure. You want me to start it off?
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Okay. We have, I think we announced it last week. We had a new, I don't know if we did announce it last week. We had a new we have a new show on Rant Radio Talk called Two Cents. Very accomplished spoken word person. He does goes around to conventions. Stand-up comedy. He's put out rants for years, almost as long as Sean Kennedy has put out rants. He's very well known in the internet community.
He actually does this for a living. This is how this man makes his money.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and very accomplished. And if he can make a living off this, that's awesome.
Well, he's not doing. He said that it's a horrible way to make a living.
He doesn't recommend it.
But this is how he's doing it. And this does not mean we're getting money from him, because we're not.
Oh, no. We don't don't deal with money here at Rant. No. That's just too complicated.
We'd like to, but we'd never get enough to bother.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Unless it's huge, it's not worth it, right?
No. And I'm the one that needs it.
Yeah, Smokey's living in his parents' basement, so he's the one who needs it.
Yeah. Smokehouse
Do you
sucks.
Live in the basement?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Oh, my God. It's perfect then, eh?
Yeah.
You fit all the jokes, eh?
Yeah, I do. I am the stereotype. I am the joke. I live in my parents' basement.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's nice enough and all, and I don't have to talk to people. I can go for days without seeing anybody.
And they throw food down the stairs every once in a while in a bucket, right?
Sometimes if I sleep late, they'll put a mirror under my nose to see if I'm still breathing. that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
This guy's known as Two, the Ranting Griffin, or just Two. It's amazing he's known as Two, a number, and people would know that.
And he said that he barely even goes by his actual given name anymore. even his parents call him Two.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Anyway, he's really good. He's got a show on.
Yeah, he is.
It's Friday at 5 o'clock. He's our Friday show. And I listened to it. I actually got it. I was able to listen to it. It was really funny.
Yeah. It was really funny.
He's a good speaker.
He's a very good speaker, and he sounds a lot like Sean.
You say that, but his cadence is a lot like Sean. His actual voice, I don't find him like Sean.
You know, you started that. You deny it, but you started it.
I did start that.
You did start. You started the whole fucking thing. You're like, Smokey's not busy. I'll bother him with this. This guy sounds just like Sean. He does. But what I don't understand right now is why people are so upset about this.
That's right. It came on Friday, and like all the other shows, they use the Rant Radio channel for talking during the show, like we do. And all the other, like Joe does on his show, and all the others, some shows have their own channel, but most of them just come into this channel and use this one. He is more popular than I thought.
he is extremely
more than he thought. This is his first ever show, ever on radio. As far as I know, I looked at his website.
He's been doing pre-recorded for a while, but this is like.
It's the first live show.
The first live show he's ever done.
So he's never had some interactions. The live thing had people in the IRC while he's doing the show, right?
Okay. And the guy is not a child molester, okay? He is not a child... I read what you sent me earlier. So the guy is not a child molester, okay?
He's a cool guy. He's not... doesn't do anything illegal. He is gay. We have a lot of gay people that are listening to the show right now. And we're very, and as far as I know, the channel is extremely tolerant to gay people. They're very openly admitted gay people in our IRC channel.
And
I'm very happy that we are very tolerant to this.
And I'm not naming names because I didn't watch all that close, but I know some people weren't all that nice. And that's really not the way to be, and it's not what we want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot more to this station than just me and Sim on Sunday night. It's all about growth and making this thing better, and that's all I'm trying to do. That's why Sim gave me this job. I'm just trying to get stuff that everybody's going to like. And we have lots of stuff. If there's stuff you don't like, don't listen. Turn it off.
Yeah, and that's our policy, and that's what I've lived by always, and I think that's a lot of our listeners live by.
Yeah.
They don't like censorship, and you can't always turn it off. But the impact on the channel was very overwhelming.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do next week, and Two Cents is cool with this, is he's going to put up his own channel because he's got so many listeners that it just overwhelms everybody in the channels. And I think it will work well for everyone.
I mean, I was laughing my ass off.
It was hilarious. I just came into the show and there's hundreds of people in there.
I know, he came on. I mean, he came on right on time, too.
Yeah.
Because on your first day, the only clock that matters is mine.
Yeah,
and the clock hit the hour, and he was on.
And
right
the sound quality of his show was so amazing. He has compressors on his side. I was embarrassed of our own show of our quality. And I'm like, I asked him, "Do you have a compressor?" He's like, "Yeah, I do." I thought so, you bastard. I have one here, but I just don't use it.
Don't hook it up.
Yeah, I'm too lazy.
And I'm sitting there and I'm listening. And I'm like, I wonder how many people has got probably 50 or 60. And I click over on the shoutcast thing, and it's like 105. And I'm like, "Fuck off!"
It's full. We filled it. He filled it up. So we have to add more talk slots so he won't fill it up next week.
Yeah, I had to make an emergency phone call to someone who promised us a mirror from another show that's starting next week.
Yeah.
What is it? The Scott and Johnson show, which is also really good. I had to call him on the phone, woke him up, and said, "Dude, I need that mirror you promised me. I need it right now."
Yeah, something big is happening right now.
Yeah,
and it was just in time because then more people were able to listen after that went up.
It blows my mind. I had no idea.
And that was his first show.
I can't
imagine what the second show is going to be like and how many people are going to be listening. It's just amazing.
It's just going to get better.
So.
And, I mean, people, you know, say to me, "Well, you're just into this for listeners." And to a certain extent, that's the point.
We want listeners. Like.
Yeah. I'm not doing this to sit here and talk to Sim and listen to myself. I have no interest in that. You know, because I could do that without him. I could sit here and just talk to nobody all night long.
Yeah.
But that's fucking weird. You know, I'm not going to do that.
That's fucking weird.
I'm going to get as many people to listen to this station as possible.
I think that's what all the listeners do, too. They tell their friends about it and everything like that. But we got him on the station because he's a great speaker. Not because he brings in listeners. He happens to bring in listeners because he is a great speaker.
He's very good. You have to be a great speaker to get the job done.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's a lot of radio stations out there, let's face it. I'm not naming names, but they suck.
Well, there's a lot of sucky stations out there.
There's a lot of them out there.
But we're not in competition with them. There's no competition. We're not trying to make money off of this. We're not trying to steal listeners. There's no competition. It's nice to be number one.
Not to an extent, there's not. But it's nice. It's nice to be number one. And I think it's good to strive to stay that way.
Oh, sure. You want to be high quality.
Right, and when you say I'm too competitive, all I'm trying to do is just make sure that we stay at the level that we're at.
I want to be competitive with ourselves. I always want to be better than we have always been and put out better quality and better product for the listeners. And they get it for free, so they can't really complain. But I always try and we always try and keep up a very high level of quality.
And I'll even give people, you know, who want to start their own station, I'll give you guys a free tip, okay? Because people ask me, what do I have to do to be good? It's really simple. Just pick one thing, pick one format, and stick with it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, just do something, one thing, really good.
Because mixed stations, like, suck really bad.
When people tune into mixed stations, they don't know what they're getting. And if they they tune in at one time, it's some kind of music, and then another time it's talk, another time it's like punk music, another time it's rap music. It gets very confusing, and they won't tune back in. And that's a problem we had with our station a little while back, and people were getting kind of upset. They didn't know what they'd expect when they tune in. It's like, is it going to be industrial or some guy talking? And one faction wouldn't like the other.
Yeah, and I mean, we still get that now, but that's just a certain group of people that have decided they hate us for no reason.
I support other... There's 30... I don't know how many stations. There's like 5,000 stations on Shoutcast. There's no competition. There's room in the world for all the 6.5 billion people in the world to listen to 5,000 stations. I don't really care.
Yeah, there's room. I'm just... I guess I'm a lot different than Sim. I'm his polar opposite. There's always room, but I will also always try to be better than you. Because that's just the... It's not a slam on anybody else. It's just the way I am.
Yeah.
It's kind of a work ethic thing that I got from my dad, I suppose.
Well, it's an instinctual thing to always be the best.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing okay, so I don't really... I'm not too worried.
You guys should be nice to Two, though, because I got an email from him, and he feels kind of bad.
Yeah, he feels bad for disrupting the channel.
He does.
He didn't intentionally do that. He didn't think there would be that many people. And we've solved the problem next week by having his own channel. And you really should give his show a listen.
Yeah. I talked to the guy on the phone for an hour. I mean, this is the length I go to for this station. I talk to somebody on the phone for an hour. And he is the nicest guy. He's very well grounded, and he's just a polite person.
Yeah.
You guys, you need to learn to differentiate between show and real life. It's like Sim. It's like Sim was telling me the other day. He's like, "You're too negative." Well, yeah, on the show I am, because positive is not funny. You know.
That's right. We cut each other down. It's funny stuff, right?
You know, usually. I mean, you never hear a comedian go on stage and talk about what a great day he had. You know,
it was a wonderful day. Isn't that funny, folks?
It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But no, be nice to the guy.
Yeah.
Because things are just going to get better because of him, and I thank him for that.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. The Rant Radio news items. We always need help with the torrents that we have for the Porn on Beta and Patrolling episodes. Because to distribute them, it's a community effort. And everybody shares, and the more people that are sharing it, the faster it is and the easier it is on everyone to download the episodes. Because we don't have money, we don't make money, so we can't provide the money for hosting these things. But everyone's sharing, and it's really great. Lots of people are sharing the episodes. I'm really proud of everyone, which is cool. And somebody actually helped us out some more with the patrolling episodes. I don't know who it is. If they want to come forward and say their name, that's great. Patrolling is now on archive.org. And for people who don't know what archive.org is, it's a... repository for
everything,
archiving audio, video, text, and I don't know where these guys get their bandwidth.
No, I don't.
I do not. Like, they have mega bandwidth. If you tried to download something from there, it's fast. It's really fast.
I've downloaded like TV shows at like full resolution in like no time at all. It's amazing.
Yeah, they host like MPEG-2 DVD quality videos on that site. I cannot believe the speed of these mirrors. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I want to know who's paying for this so I can go to work for them, because they got a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. They got the cash.
Because it's amazing. I can't even imagine what the transfer is on that site. It's huge.
So if the torrents aren't working for you, I'd rather you go with the torrents and not waste the archive.org's bandwidth. But if it's not working for you, or you don't understand torrents, or it's difficult, you can get it from there. I've linked it on the patrolling site to the archive.org. I just don't want to waste their bandwidth, because hundreds of people download patrolling, and it could be quite stressful for them.
Like we're going to upset archive.org.
Oh, yeah, we're a powerhouse.
Think about what you're saying, man. There's like things on there from like when Christ was a cowboy. a million people see this probably every minute. Somehow, I think occasionally they could absorb a few hits for patrolling.
Yeah.
Yes. Please don't tax archive.org with patrolling. Are you kidding me? God.
Gluco is asking what happened to patrolling 1-4 on low res. As far as I know, they should still be linked on the site. Let me just go take a look. Maybe he's just confused there. Tick, 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 and there they are. Yeah, it says high quality, low quality. Just click on that. That's the torrent for them.
Yeah. Actually, I need to get some of those, the small ones.
Yeah, because they fit really nicely on CD. You can fit all of the low quality ones, 1 through 5, right on a CD. And if you got a DVD, even the DVD, I mean a CD, you could fit like probably the first 4 episodes on a CD of the high quality. So.
Yeah, you can 3 or 4.
Yeah, that's awesome, bro. What's next? Oh, lost it. Okay. Oh, new show on Rant TV. These guys emailed me a couple days ago. It's a fun show. Pretty light in the technical aspect of it. It's a computer and, you know, kind of hacking show. It's called.
Dude,
go ahead.
You broke protocol. You broke protocol.
What's that?
How come I didn't see this first?
Oh, it's a good show.
Yeah, maybe, but every time you hire somebody, they end up quitting or I have to fire them, so it's like bad luck.
Oh, maybe you'll have to fire these guys then. No, they have an interview with Emmanuel Goldstein in the second episode, and
okay.
they're really high quality production. Some of their some of their segments in the first episode is kind of fluffy, but the production on this is really good, really really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost emailed them saying, have you been watching Patrolling a little bit? Because they do some of the editing like I do, cutting out segments of talking and really jolting back and forth.
And you're the first one to do shot cuts, Oliver Stone.
Oh, for sure. I pioneered it. What was I going to say? Oh, God, I missed it. They have links. Oh, yeah, they have links to all our stuff already on the website, so they really like us. They dig us.
Hey, if they're pimping us, that's all that counts.
That's right. They're totally pimping us, and they got good stuff. So go check them out. If you want to... Did you post? Yeah, you posted that. So they're on the schedule there, and there's their website. The next thing. I got busted. I got a cease and desist letter from the MPAA. Isn't that exciting?
I'm looking at it right now, and you know what? They're not wrong.
Oh,
it was up there.
They're not wrong. But wait for it.
Okay.
That stuff was up there. It says from the MPAA copyright, mpaacopyright.org, and it's CC to Jim Sweeney. I haven't looked him up. He's probably some guy in MPAA high up there, and he just gets a copy of all this crap. Motion Picture Association Worldwide INT Piracy from Encino, California. Phone number 818-728-8127.
Call them up.
Call them up and, I don't know what you're going to say to them, but a bunch of bastards. Via fax email regarding unauthorized distribution of copyrighted motion pictures. Date of infringement last month on the 11th day, 11:38 p.m. They nailed down the exact time that I did my crime. Dear Deleted, the Motion Picture Association represents the following motion picture production and distribution companies, their subsidiaries and or affiliates, and a whole bunch of people who want to put people in jail. We have identified the following activity as infringing. The infringing detail. Infringing work is Walking Tall. The director was Walking Tall Screener. File name was walkinwas.r03. And this file was 14 megs big. Very small file.
Well, that's not even the whole thing, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but it goes up to part 11. 3 through 11. And actually, that was what was on the site. I looked at it, and it's like, okay, it's parts 3 to 11. So you actually couldn't watch the movie from the parts that were on the site for this movie. Like, if they're 14 megs big and there's only 11 pieces, it's not going to be the whole movie.
Well, no, actually, it could be. It'll just look like shit.
Yeah, that's true. It could be very, very small. But I did not have... Like, my FTP right now, for the Ram Radio FTP, you can download some stuff off of there from one section. That's the public download, Sean's rants and stuff like that I offer up, so people can have quick access to them. And then there's another section for, like, DJs to upload their... demo shows, or people uploading their songs that they made, or bands to upload their songs for rotation and stuff like that. And I put a little notification when you go into the upload area, you cannot download anything from here. Do not upload illegal stuff. If you go there download stuff, you can't download anything.
You can't. Unless you're like me or Sin, you can't do it.
Exactly. And I put that right there. They can see it when they log in. And all these, this every week I go in there and there's crap on my FTP server. There's movies. There's MP3s I didn't ask for. There's just tons and tons of... There's pirated games. There's crap I don't want on there, filling my hard drive, wasting my bandwidth. These things that the MPAA busted me for, I didn't put on there. I didn't ask for them. And somebody else put them on there. I didn't see them until the MPAA actually sent this to me, and I went and deleted them.
Oh, well,
absolutely ridiculous.
I knew this stuff was up there, so I figured you did.
It's like I go through there once a week, once every 2 weeks. It depends if somebody emails me and says, oh, I uploaded this thing for you to listen to or whatever.
But there's always something up there that shouldn't be.
Oh, always. And I just have
there's
crap loads of directories, and these people make billions of sub directories. Oh, I could find out the IP address of who uploaded it. I don't really care. What am I going to do, ban a billion IP addresses? And then the next one, next couple ones are interesting, to say the least. And I don't know how they figured this out. This next one, the infringing work is ER, the Doctor TV show, ER.
Right.
And it was in a directory called New Folder, in Fisherman Freshwater Trophies. I don't know what that is. It sounds like some stupid fishing game. I don't know why.
They're just hiding, a way to hide stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. And the name was mo-fresh.r00. So it kind of matches the name of the directory. And the file size was 5K. And that was the only file in that directory. They labeled this as the TV show ER.
Impossible.
Like, I do not understand that at all. I don't get that. It's not named ER. It's super small. And it's one file. I don't know how they matched that up. But it baffles me. The next one is they also labeled ER. This was in a folder called New Folders 2. And the name of the file was serials2000_cd-version_by_da-dennis-systems.rar. One file. One file.
All right.
It's a self-encompassing file, and the size was 728K.
Okay, and what do they think that is?
The TV show ER as well.
Okay.
I opened up this file. It was like serial numbers or something. I don't get the logic behind this computer program that they have arbitrarily accusing me of pirating software.
Did you
software.
Did you talk to them? Did you email them back?
Oh, fuck them. Who cares? I don't care about them.
Okay.
They can accuse me all I want. I didn't do it. I'm not going to talk to them. I'm not going to say anything to them.
Yeah.
They can accuse me all I want until they take me to court or something. It's a big middle finger for them.
Who's walking tall now, right?
Exactly. Like, what is this about? This automatic computer program is accusing people around the world of pirating software,
mm-hmm.
pointing fingers arbitrarily based on file sizes.
Yeah.
It's totally ridiculous.
Stupid.
And at the bottom it says, we have received information that you're offering internet and or newsgroup access to the above referenced account holder. This is sent to my ISP, who forwarded it to me. Who has used your services to distribute and or post links to copyrighted motion pictures, including such titles as Walking Tall and ER. The distribution of unauthorized copies. I am not even if they were on my FTP site. If they were, I am not distributing them. Nobody has access to this FTP except for me and Smokehouse. Nobody. Nobody else. And I didn't put them there, and I didn't even know they're there. The distribution of unauthorized copies of copyrighted motion pictures constitutes copyright infringement under the Copyright Act. Blah, 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 states a copyright infringement occurs when a person, without the consent of the copyright owner, does anything that, according to the Copyright Act, is the exclusive right of the copyright owner. The Tariff 22 decision of Canada states that the upload and transmission of a copyrighted work that is offered for public viewing can be construed as communicating the work to the public by telecommunications, such as a communication of the work as the exclusive right of copyright owner and, in this case, unauthorized. As such, the site operator of the site that is hosted on your network may be liable for direct infringement of copyright. How do they know that I'm not friends with... the guy who made Walking Tall in ER. How do they know that?
That'd be something if you were friends with The Rock. That'd be
maybe
awesome.
I am. Yeah, you know, at one point, do you know the TV show The Trailer Park Boys?
I think that's a Canadian thing.
It is a Canadian thing. It has made some inroads in the United States. Some people in the IRC may know of the show. At one point, the producer of the television show of the Trailer Park Boys uploaded the television show to my FTP.
Okay.
How do they know that the producers... I talked with this guy. I talked with the producer of the television show.
Right.
And he uploaded this. How do they know that I have not talked to the people who made ER or Walking Tall?
They don't.
They do not know this. They are falsely accusing me. This is outrageous. I cannot believe that they would do this. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I can believe they would do it. It doesn't make any sense, but I can definitely believe they would do it. Especially that serial number thing. That's not even in their jurisdiction. You know, it's like...
I know.
What do serial numbers have to do with motion pictures, you idiot?
I have no idea. It's totally based on file size, which can match any number of programs, as you can obviously see. Mm-hmm. We request that you immediately do the following. So this is what they're demanding of me, that I should do, based on their computer program that says that I'm a bad person. 1, disable access to this site. They're telling me to shut down my FTP site. 2, disable access from your own servers to the particular postings identified above. Oh, wait, I've already done that. Nobody can actually access these. Ha, ha, ha. So, before it actually happened, I've already complied. Anyway, number 3, take appropriate action against the account holder under your abuse policy terms of service agreement. So this
let's beat them.
Yeah, let's beat them. This is they're sending this to my ISP, so they're telling me to they're going to beat me.
That's going to get real far.
No, it's not.
that was the whole thing.
Yeah, this is actually pretty funny.
It was sarcasm.
Yeah. On behalf of the respective owners of the exclusive rights to the copyrighted material at the issue of this notice, we hereby state that we have a good faith belief that the use of the material in the manner complained of as not authorized by the copyright owners, their respective agents, or the law. We hereby state that the information in this notification is accurate. and we are authorized on behalf of the owners of the exclusive rights being infringed as set forth by this notification. Please contact us at the above listed address or by replying to this email should you have any questions, which I don't. Kindly include the above noted reference number in the subject line of all email correspondence. We thank you for your cooperation. Thank you for your cooperation. Your prompt response is requested. Respectfully, the MPAA. Yep.
Respectfully.
So they're so respectful of me. Thank you for...
Bastards.
Assuming that I'm a thief, that I'm a infringer, that I distribute your copyrighted material, and that I allow access to everyone. And we have a story later on in the news that kind of follows this up that was
and
pretty funny.
If Tim was going to steal stuff, okay, I know him well enough to know that he wouldn't steal that.
Neither of those shows. Okay. ER is a good show. I've watched it before. Walking Tall, I have really no interest in.
No, I'm a big fan of The Rock, so I like the movie.
Yeah.
It's not a great movie. It's just one of those things you like because you like it, not because it's good.
Yeah, it's just a fun movie, I think, right? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a fun movie, you know, a guy beating somebody up with a stick. You know?
And
pretty much what it is.
It has Johnny Knoxville in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes,
okay,
it does.
Okay, he's cool. I'll watch it one day.
He's very funny in that movie. But no, it's not something that you would download.
No?
I mean...
Okay.
I did. Not from you, but I did.
You wouldn't have been able to get it. All the parts weren't there.
Oh.
They gave up. They actually probably tested and went, wait, nobody can download this. Let's stop the uploading.
Yeah.
So I had to clear it out today, too. I went through it. Oh, there's such a crap load of stuff in the FTP. I'm surprised that it didn't fill up. Like, I don't know what these people are thinking.
There is.
Yeah, so I think it's all clear right now, hopefully.
That's funny, because DJ Fitz was asking me when he does his pre-recorded shows why they don't play. He's not naming them right.
Okay. Yeah, you got to watch out for that, all you DJs. You have to remember the name that we give you, because it specifically looks for that name.
That poor guy, I mean, because his English is just so so not good.
So sometimes it's hard to communicate some stuff across.
I mean, that was so funny, that last email I sent out that you were so worried about. He didn't even understand it.
What you say, Smokey?
He sort of knew
my
what,
chief.
He sort of knew what I wanted, but he didn't quite understand all of it.
Oh, that's okay. He's a good guy.
Then I explained it. He's like, "Oh, okay, that's no problem."
He's a good guy. Baby Bear says, "Hey, MPAA, you're just picking on Sim because he's a vegan. Hate crime. Hate crime.
Hate crime everywhere." That's funny.
It's time for the listener mail. Take us into it, Strong Bad. And our 4-1 from the week, it's he speaks pretty good English. I don't think there's any mistakes. It says, "Hey, I need backup. I've been listening to Rant Radio for some months now, and I think it rocks. Although one thing troubles me, I can't seem to find any live streams to listen to. I only heard the rotation talk stream, so just wanted to hear if you guys are taking a break or something like that. By the way, I just want to say that the Sean Kennedy Show is the best radio show I've ever listened to, and Rant Speak is almost as good. cheers, Matt."
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We cannot stand up to the mightiness that is Sean, but we try.
No.
Cheers, Maz from Denmark, far, far away. We do have some live shows. This is a live show, obviously, for the people that are listening. But we have lots of live shows, as we said earlier in the show.
Just send them the link to the schedule page or something.
And I did. Of course, I emailed these guys back as I put these in the schedule. From somebody. Because I had to blank out the name. This is a 4-1 for the week. Thank you. I've maybe got a subject for your show. Here in Holland is, really for guys, something strange happened. I squatted a place in Rzeszowice, Holland, and live next to two garbage disposal. The good word? The last few years, they throw weed garbage there. From e-plantages, what the police captured. We find it and smoke for free. Kilos. Want some? Sorry for the unsecured massage. So that was awesome. So this guy lives near a dumpster that the police throw all the weed into after they bust some pot places.
They don't keep the weed? That's a little odd.
Yeah, that is. But I think the weed is semi-legal in Holland or something.
Actually, it is legal in Holland.
It is legal. So maybe they bust like big, big grow operations that aren't paying their taxes or something. Who knows? Because I'm sure you have to pay taxes because it's a legitimate business. Or I don't know what they're doing. But he lives beside a dumpster that they throw all the weed into. And he's like offering it to me through email. And I'm like,
You're like, that's all right, dude. I live in D.C.
One thing, very bad to send weed through the mail. Very, very, very bad. Especially don't send weed to me through the mail. Second
that's
thing,
like a federal offense. It's bad.
Second thing, next to Holland, I live in B.C. World-renowned. No problem.
No pot
capital of the world, almost. If not the pot capital of the world. It is like insane here. It's not legal. It's kind of semi-legal, but it's very renowned, world-renowned for its pot. So I don't really need any scent to me.
It's sort of tolerated, right?
Yeah, it's tolerated here. Like you can get away with it smoking it on the street, like one thing, but don't have a bunch to sell. They'll give you a slap on the wrist or something. It's like, say, don't do it if you have a little bit on you, right? There's like stores that sell the seeds, and you can kind of smoke there once in a while. And it's legal for medicinal use. So it's kind of iffy right now. I hope they might as well just legalize it and get it over with. But, you know, they just want to satiate some of the other people, right? It's like,
I think they probably will eventually.
Oh, it's totally heading that way. You might as well.
It'll get that way here, too, eventually. But
oh, yeah. People will come around. The next one's from Mano. I just wanted to let you know that this is the closest thing that makes me feel close to YVR. YVR is the name for the airport in Vancouver.
Okay, I had no idea.
Yeah, most people won't. Since I left last May and I really miss the city, I'm right now in Mexico, Los Mochis. And probably will be back next summer, 2005. So it's great that your radio station makes the missing thing less painful. Thanks, people. Well, anything to make people feel better.
Yeah, anything to make you feel like home.
That's right. And a lot of people, they either know that we're from here or they have no clue. They think we're somewhere else. That was a pretty useless statement, but a lot of people don't know that we actually broadcast out of near Vancouver, BC, Canada. So there you go. What is this? Somebody emailed in. Found this. This is from Tech Freak. Found this on Google.com while listening to the After Now. Seems the listener's license is not new, in name at least. Try 1938. Leave it to Great Britain to come up with a broadcast listener's license, in name anyway. And there's a link to something that talks about an actual thing called the listener's license.
Oh my God, what's it for?
It was for broadcasting and listening to radio. You know, like in Britain they have the TV license, where you get out you pay for a TV license, and you can just watch TV. They don't. It's not a cable hookup. It's just in the airwaves. It's kind of a.
Okay, you have to pay for that.
A general public thing. Yeah, you have to pay for that.
Oh wow.
It's very weird. It's a very strange thing, but they get like five stations over in Britain, like BBC 1, 2, and 3, and TIV or VIT 1 or something like that. Can't remember.
How
the station.
Crappy.
Super crappy.
I don't even like TV, and I'd be pissed if I only had five stations.
But they have very quality programming. The British TV is pretty good in terms of some of their shows. Don't they say history is cyclical? I'm enjoying Rantspeak and patrolling. Thanks, Tech Freak. Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
The next one is something I found on the internet. I did a search for patrolling or something. And this, here's the link. A links page of this stuff, of stuff this guy enjoys, is also a foreign thing. And it's a link to Patrolling with Sean Kennedy, and what he describes it as, go outside, hobby soldier, so show us how to survive in that jungle.
Hobby soldier.
That is so funny. I just thought that was a funny description of Sean and the show. This one's from Damien. Dear Sean, it is... isn't that cute? It is September 2nd, and something has occurred to me. You have failed to live up to your fucking man stature and did not post season 4 of The After Now. I'm well aware that Doom 3 came out in August and most likely taken up all of your time, if not consumed your life and soul as it has done to all of us.
That's a possibility, actually.
Could be. But you, the self-proclaimed fucking man, must give us season 4! Failure to do so will result in immediate riots, chaos, etc. That will find its way straight to Canada, and we the Wogs will find you and offer your body as a sacrifice to our Lord Xenu. Spelling. Thank you for your time, and I hope that this threat of a Wog attack crossing Canadian borders has somewhat motivated you to become the fucking man that we've all come to know. And as everybody knows, The After Now is not out yet. I've revised the release date late 2004.
Yeah, you know, if we keep revising the release date, it'll never be late.
Exactly. Who needs to release stuff? You just keep pushing back the release date.
Just keep pushing the date back. Like I said, it's that Microsoft flexible schedule.
We have a very flexible schedule. And since we don't have to answer to any stockholders, it's all good.
Yeah, I mean, you can print our stock out. Okay, that's how big we are. Just
exactly. Make up
home.
Your own. Make up your own stock and have shares in Rant.
Well, somebody did, actually, remember?
Yeah. I don't know if I like that on the webpage or not. I don't think so yet.
I think it was Zofiel. It's not on the page, no.
But it'll eventually be put on the page. Mm-hmm. It's funny stuff. It's a really funny little thing there. So that's been pushed back. Sean's still working on it. He has to make sure that the quality is high.
Yeah.
He wants to make sure it's a good story and fits together well with the existing stories, and he doesn't want to put out crap product, so he's still working on mapping out the season 4, so it all fits together nicely, and he's got very good ideas, so it's well worth the wait.
Mm-hmm. And we won't lie, you know, it's hard to get stuff done when you want the quality to be high and the motivation factor is low.
Exactly.
So But that's just the way he is. Don't take it personally.
Yeah, and it's not like you guys are jonesing for stuff. There's patrolling. Oh. There's this show. There's lots of other shows on Rant. And
there's SKTFM.TV coming soon.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And that's going to be a good one because I've been saving it up for a while. Episode 9 was out quite a while ago, and there's lots of little goodies in that.
Well, the new one be longer because there's so much crap?
No, I always try and divide things up into half-hour segments, but there's plenty of stuff for many, many episodes to come. No worries about that at all. Oh, the intro's playing.
Not good.
Okay, there we go. Just forward that a little bit. Because I have it on loop, and I only put one album in, so it eventually rolls around again if I forget about that.
You're going to have to start queuing up more than one album, because we're just now getting through the mail, and we've been on for an hour.
Uh-oh. Well, it's holidays tomorrow, so I don't really give a fuck. Do you?
That's right. No, it's marathon night.
It's marathon night. This next one is from Fox. Dear Sean Kennedy, because I'm answering Sean's mail, you know, because Sean has no connection with the real world at all anymore.
No.
Inspired by your idea of making an auto response fucking man certificate. First of all, I want to say I have no idea what this guy's talking about.
Me either.
Inspired by your idea of making auto response fucking man certificates, which I've heard on Rant Radio, I feel compelled to try it out. Do you approve of this? If not, I'll sacrifice all my advanced designs of the fucking man diploma to the internal pyre. Eternal Pyre, and forget the whole thing. If you do, would you please send me any preferences you have as to how the FM diploma should look? Also, please name all of the people who will be authorizing this because their names will be put on the FM diploma. Also, all authority figures should submit their signatures in Photoshop format, 72 pixels per inch. I don't know why he wants that. I guess he doesn't want these printed out. He just wants them on the screen because 72 pixels per inch is screen resolution, to be put on the aforementioned diploma. I did not have time to word this properly because I'm thinking of how to social engineer a woman in charge of free photocopies near my apartment. So my mind is in another place. Best wishes, honorary title of the fucking man project leader, Fox.
Okay. Now, I don't specifically remember this, but it wouldn't surprise me if Sean actually said this at one point.
Yeah, that's the same kind of thinking that I have, too. It's like, Sean mentions a whole bunch of things offhandedly during his show. And, of course, we run the repeats all the time, and I get email about stuff he mentioned 2 years ago, and I'm like, what?
Actually, it may have been something that he might have mentioned while doing the What the Hell show.
I don't air those.
No, but I'm thinking...
It could have been he downloaded something, maybe? Yeah.
Right.
There's a couple reasons why I don't air the What the Hell show. One, it talks about cult. Constantly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Smokey doesn't want to get emails about cults all day long,
no,
every day.
No, because if I do, I will... You think I'm negative now? You just wait. People will die.
Imagine everybody thinking that cult is starting up again because we're running repeats of the What the Hell show.
That's not going to happen.
So, you can download those. I'll be offering a DVD set of those, but I doubt they'll ever air ever again on the Rant Radio Talk Station unless somebody out there wants to
cut the crap out of them.
Buys the DVDs, edits them to hell, like puts the intro, puts the extra, cuts out all the cult bits, sends them back to me on DVD so I can air them.
Maybe
then,
I'll do
and
that
only
if,
then,
if may, I grow another head.
If you grow another head and get another lifetime. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's really, really adventurous, and I'm not talking about downloading the 16K versions, you'll have to actually order the DVDs and get those and cut those up. Then we'll look at it. But beyond that, there's so many things in those What the Hell episodes that I do not want aired again. It's not happening.
No. Sorry.
Internet news items. We're actually on the news now. The shut-in of the week, sort of.
That's me.
You're the shut-in of the week. This guy beats you by 2 years.
Wow.
2 years and a death. Man lays in bed for two dead... Man lays dead in bed for 2 years. Thank you, alliteration, for the alliteration. This guy writing it. Condo fees and bills were still being paid. Body finally found in mummified state. His telephone number was still listed in the telephone directory, and his condominium fees and bills were automatically being withdrawn from his bank account. No one knew Jim Sulkers had died in his bed almost 2 years ago. Neighbor Sam Schuster said residents in the complex often wonder where the where the man they knew only as Jim had gone. But we're told his condominium fees were still being paid. All right, Jim. How can this happen, for God's sakes? 2 years, Schuster said yesterday of the man who had been a resident in the building since the mid-1980s. I used to ask the president of the board of directors, where in the hell is he? She said all she knew was the bank gets the monthly money, so we don't worry about it.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, you know, I understand. The guy maybe doesn't want any friends or wants to talk to anybody. And he goes out in the middle of the night to buy his groceries. Sulker's remains were discovered Wednesday. Manitoba's chief medical examiner, Dr. Determined he had died of natural causes. Sulker's, believed to be in his 50s, had multiple sclerosis.
There you go.
He said there is no signs of trauma, and he was able to quickly rule out homicide, suicide, or accident as the cause of death. Because the body was in a mummified state, he could not determine an exact cause. He said a newspaper dated November 21st, 2002, was found in the man's apartment, and a wall calendar was open to November 2002. Probably pretty good indicators.
Yeah.
Evidence that the man died nearly 2 years ago. A cousin, Kim Dyke, Dick, whichever you want to choose, probably Dick. Both are bad.
That's probably Dick.
Of Winnipeg, says she lost contact with the man after his mother died about 10 years ago, but relatives had attempted to make contact with Sulkers last summer when they were in the city for a wedding. They knocked on his door, but he didn't answer. She said, you assume he isn't home. You certainly don't assume he's dead. She said the man's bills must have been covered by a pension check automatically deposited into his bank account. Well, it's good to know that his pension check covered all his needs and wants, right?
Yeah, which was almost nothing because he was fucking dead.
Yeah, he doesn't need to eat, I guess.
No. But it amazes me that nobody, like, smelled anything or, you know.
I guess he was a very, very clean man.
No, but I mean, you know, dead people
Dead
stink.
People smell. Yeah, they kind of roast and kind of cook and...
Especially in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. Neighbors and Sulker said Sulker's mailbox had become full several times and was always emptied by a letter carrier. Well, that guy must have a lot of backed up mail at the post office.
Yeah.
Canada Post... Oh, this is Canadian? Oh, okay. Well, Winnipeg, yeah. Canada Post spokesman Brian Garang said letter carriers are required to clear full mailboxes and inform a supervisor who calls the condo owner. He said the corporation was trying to determine if that policy was followed. Probably not.
Apparently not. Apparently not.
Not for 2 years, anyway. He said Sulker's mail delivery was halted at some point, but he wasn't sure when. Etc., etc., etc. Film Festival won't be pulling documentary about cat killing.
There's a documentary about cat killing?
There's a documentary about cat killing.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's not a documentary about killing cats. It's a documentary about people who have killed cats. you'll understand.
Well, that's a lot better.
You'll understand in a second here. Organizers of the Toronto International Film Festival will not be pulling a documentary about the torture and killing of a cat from its 2004 lineup, despite an outcry from animal rights activists. Casistry, The Art of Killing a Cat, is a 90-minute documentary about exploring the torture and death in May 2001 of a stray cat named Kensington by Jesse Power, Anthony Winneckers, and Matthew last name, all in their 20s. The three videotaped the incident in which the cat was tortured, disemboweled, and skinned alive with knives and dental tools. Kensington is beheaded at the end of the 15-minute video. The documentary, produced and co-directed by Linda Feezy, does not feature the video taken by the three men.
Okay.
It opens with a 1980 performance art flick in which two cats are disemboweled and worn as hats, though. That's probably not a good thing to do.
No.
The filmmakers also spoke to the detective who worked at the case, and also as well as animal rights activists and now Globe and Mail columnist Christy Blatchford. They really do regret the whole thing, Feezy said, of the killers. In an interview with the Toronto Star, they're not trying to glorify themselves. Freedom for Animals, a Kensington market-based animal rights group, sent a letter to the organizers of the film festival urging them not to air the film. Because history is another opportunity for Power and his friends to defend their horrendous actions. I'm sure they did not see the film before saying this.
No.
The group also warned it was protest the film Oh, this doesn't make it. The group would also warned it would protest the film is shown and would contact some of the celebrities that will be attending the festival to let them know about the documentary. Despite these calls, it'll still go ahead. This is about freedom of expression of the filmmaker to make an intelligent, responsible film about a difficult subject. Powers all stood on trial for animal cruelty charges during the case. Powers' lawyer told the court the video was made as an art project showing it was hypocritical for society to kill some animals for meat, but not others. When the video of the torture was shown in court, spectators were overcome and some plugged their ears to the block to block the cat's moaning. Others left the courtroom.
Yeah.
In 2002, Power and Winnekers pleaded guilty to mischief and animal cruelty for participating in the killing of the cat Back. So whoever wrote this is awful.
Okay, yeah.
They both received 90-day sentence to be served on weekends, followed by 18 months of house arrest. Powers, okay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So.
That's gross.
It's certainly gross to watch a video about a video of a cat being killed.
Yes.
But is it bad to air a video about talking about people who killed a cat and how wrong it is and how bad this whole thing is?
Well,
showing the atrocities of what people are doing.
Maybe I didn't catch it, but you said in the movie there's a section where they show two cats being disemboweled and worn as hats.
Yeah, that's kind of bad. Yes, they open with that, apparently.
Maybe if they would have took that part out and the rest of it was just about the thing and didn't show any of it, maybe then it wouldn't have been such a big deal.
The animal rights... from this story, the animal rights people don't seem to have a problem with that part. They seem to have a part with glorifying what these guys did. With them. And I doubt they've seen the movie. A lot of these protesters don't even see the movie before protesting it. And maybe these guys are portrayed in the worst light ever, and this documentary will really open the eyes to people of what's going on in society.
Well, that's true, but I guess, are we talking about being portrayed in the worst light? I mean, the filmmakers are the kids that disemboweled the cat.
Oh, the kids that disemboweled the cat, putting them in a horrible light and showing how bad that is.
I don't think there's any other way to put someone other than in a horrible light who, like, disemboweled a cat and filmed it.
It's hard to put them in a positive light, isn't it?
You know, because...
You'd have to work pretty hard.
I had some neighbor kids try to disembowel my cat.
Really?
Yeah. My neighbors don't live close, but it had to have been my neighbors. They caught him. They tried to cut off his tail and drown him.
Oh, my God. How far did they get?
Pretty close.
Like, did they hurt your cat at all?
Yeah, we had to take him to the hospital, get his tail sewn up. And
oh, my God.
He was just a mess. But he's still alive. He's almost 20 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
My mother wouldn't let me do anything because I was going to, like, go kill people.
You would feel that way after that happening to happening to your cat.
Because, I mean, and my cat's not what you would call an angry cat. He's just a big wimp.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the worst thing ever. So this is something that would, like, irritate me completely.
The second issue this raises is what the original people filming the documentary about killing the cats brought up. Their stance, their so-called stance, the reason why they did it, whether they made this reason up after they did this, or they really were seeking to do this, is the hypocrisy of killing some animals, but not other animals. And what is the difference between killing a cat and killing a cow?
Okay, but that's not... See, that's where they're messing up, too. Because that's not hypocrisy, that's just culture.
That is culture, isn't it?
Because there are people that eat cats. I've watched it on, like, National Geographic.
Yes.
I've seen cultures that, like, eat the whole cat. They don't even skin it. They just light the cat on fire and eat it.
Oh, I see. Because if you light it on fire and roast it, it'll just kind of crisp the skin and you can pull that off, right?
Right, right. So it's not really hypocrisy, it's just culture.
And just like we, North Americans eat cows, and other cultures, cows are extremely sacred, and they would never think of eating them.
Right.
So it is a cultural thing, and mm-hmm. maybe they were trying to expose the cultural hypocrisy of this.
Possibly.
That we as North Americans eat cattle, and we could be disrespecting people in our society that even live here from other countries, disrespecting their culture.
Possibly. But I mean, you got to eat something. But, and no matter what you eat, there's going to be somebody out there that doesn't like it.
And our society's morals are based on, usually are based on the majority of what people think in the country.
I mean, I find. One time I was talking to, when I was at his house, I was talking to Sean. He goes, "Would you eat a dog?" And I said, "Sure." And he got really mad. And I'm like, I'm like, "Sean, I didn't say I'd eat your dog. I said I'd eat a dog because I'm above the dog on the food chain."
Yes.
You know, and if I had to eat a dog, guess what happens? I'm eating the dog.
Yeah, I'm sure you you choose many other foods above dog before you start eating dog.
Yeah, it's not like I would like actively go out and kill a dog and eat it. But if somebody actually had dog meat and asked me to try it, I'd do it.
Yeah,
because it's all the same.
It's meat.
Right.
Pi says, "I'm sorry. Did Sim just say we and eat cow in the same sentence? I'm talking we as a." Country as
North American,
North America,
culture.
North American culture eating cow, not we as in I'm going to come over to your house and sit down for steak with you.
but someday you're going to have to, and I'm going to be there for it.
Well, really, I'm going to have to. All the vegetables will disappear from the earth.
Something's going to happen, and you're going to have to. You really should think about something, because I was thinking about this the other day. You're very skinny, okay?
Yes.
And if you get sick, like you get cancer, you're screwed.
Oh, pretty much, almost, eh? I don't have much backup, do I?
Because you have no weight to lose. So you need to, like, start lifting some weights or something, dude, because if you get sick, you're done. You say, "Well, I've never been sick." Well, that just means you're due.
Yeah, yeah. It's all building up. It's building up. That's what Sean keeps saying to me. You're going to get sick soon. And meanwhile, he's had like many colds, and I've watched him be sick all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. I know. It won't be because of anything you did. It's going to happen. And you're going to be screwed because you weigh like 45 pounds.
Did I tell you last week I found the two levels above... my level 8 vegetarianism?
I didn't know you had... There was a level that was called level 8.
I'm totally making up these levels, but...
Okay.
I always say I'm like level 7 or level 8 or something.
Right.
But I ran across this on the internet, and I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to preface this, because I told this to somebody, and they're like, "You're not going to do that, are you?" Because they all think I'm crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I say I'm level 8. Level 9 is... raw vegan. And what these people do is they don't eat anything cooked. Nothing cooked. They don't cook anything. Because I guess the reasoning behind that is that in the wild, animals don't cook things, and they just eat it raw.
That's true.
And some people do say that boiling stuff takes out the nutrients. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've heard so many people say that.
Right. Yeah, I think it is true to a certain extent.
I would think so. It gets in the water, comes out of the vegetables. I don't know.
Yeah, animals eat stuff raw, but animals also live 15 years and die.
Very true. We live a little bit longer than we did even 50 years ago. So we must be doing something right.
Yeah, I eat pretty much anything. I don't think you could stand to be around me, because I'll even eat raw meat if I can get away with it.
As long as I won't kill you. As long as you know it's not diseased.
Well, you can. I'll just eat just a little bit once in a while, because I like it.
Yeah.
But because I know if I eat too much of it, you will get sick and probably die.
Oh, yeah. You have to have a balance of everything. If you do too much of anything, well, doesn't even matter food or activities, you're going to burn out.
Well, I mean, with raw meat, I mean, not even a portion. I mean, just one bite, and that's it.
And
because raw meat's bad.
Yes. Very, very dangerous. Unless you eat it, like, right away as soon as you kill the animal, because it's right there. It's still good.
But raw processed meat is bad.
Yeah. And the one above that, level 10, well, maybe there's a level 11, but level 10 is the fruitarians. And I may have discussed this before. What the fruitarians do is they don't eat anything off a plant or tree that will kill the original plant.
Yeah, which I don't get.
So that, they respect the plant to live on so they can give up more fruit, and they kind of have a symbiotic relationship with the plant because they are not actually killing the plant, and it can still produce more for them to eat later.
Yeah.
And which kind of makes sense on a really, really crazy level.
Yeah, if you have a lot, if you have a lot of plants, okay.
Exactly.
Because plants are kind of slow about producing fruits and vegetables.
Some
are
too
bad.
It takes a while. Like you could eat apples, no problem. The tree makes more next year. But you would not be able to eat a self-encompassing, say, a carrot. I don't know. I think a carrot could regrow again if you just eat the bottom of it. I'm not sure. That's an example. If it doesn't grow back, if a carrot doesn't grow back, I'm not quite sure. They wouldn't be able to eat that. But they'd be able to eat peanuts because they produce more. It's a tree or it's a bush, I believe, right?
Yeah. Peanuts grow in the ground.
And they grow in the ground. And they're just the seeds, so they'd be able to grow back.
Mm-hmm.
Legend says, you know, I think fruitarians have been discussed at least twice in every rant show Sim has been on.
I think you're right. You know?
And I think I keep bringing them up because to show people I'm not really super crazy, I'm just a little
bit
crazy.
Okay, guys, it's make your choice. It's you know, fruitarians or drag queens. What do you want? You know?
Yeah. Let's move on. Big Brother watches Britain. Of course, I've always been saying this, but it looks like the general news is caught on. The teenagers who stabbed wealthy Joe Da Costa Mitteledinella to death before burglaring his home were careful to conceal the crime. They used a pretty girl to gain access to his apartment where they wore rubber gloves while committing their crimes. What they hadn't counted on was the phalanx. Nice word. Guess he was waiting to use that word. Flanks of video cameras that silently watched and recorded them leaving the local subway station, buying those gloves, and approaching 45-year-old Mitteledinella his apartment in suburban North London. The same cameras caught their hasty return journey to the station half hour later. The tape sealed the fate of the so-called Honey Trap Gang when played in court earlier this year. Seven of the group were convicted of offenses ranging from manslaughter to conspiracy to rob and sent to jail for a minimum of 7 years each. Big Brother is always watching in Britain. An estimated 4.2 million closed-circuit TV cameras. 4.2 million, I never knew it was this bad. 4.2
wow.
million closed-circuit TV, yeah, oh my God. Observe people going about their everyday business, from getting on a bus to lining up at the bank to driving around London. It's widely estimated that the average Briton is scrutinized by 300 cameras a day.
Jesus Christ.
The phenomenon is enabled by the arrival of digital video, cheap memory, and sophisticated software. And Britain is acknowledged as the world leader of Orwellian surveillance, perhaps because it is the experience of Irish terrorism and is on guard for even worse today.
That could be true.
And when you do see my video of Sim in Europe, I extensively videotape the cameras in London.
I was going to ask about that, actually, when you're going to start putting some of that out.
As soon as I grow another head.
I just, for some reason, I happened to think about that today.
Oh, yeah?
As my mind was, you know, wasting time.
Oh, it's either, like, patrolling gets a put on pause, or, and then I can put out Sim in Europe, or, you know, something has to be put on pause, unfortunately.
I know, I just mentioned it because I happened to think about it.
I would love to, like, do this full time and put out all these videos that are stacking up in front of me on my desk. I have so many videotapes. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, we'll be able to do it full time soon because we've totally sold out.
Oh, yeah. We've sold out.
Yeah.
Completely.
The checks are just rolling in.
Yeah. The checks are in the mail.
I'm moving out of this basement into a bigger one tomorrow.
Bigger basement with bigger parents.
Yes.
And a bigger wheelchair.
That's right.
And I'm hiring a vegan chef. Oh, yeah. We're moving up in the world. In the meantime, I'll still be going to my job 9 to 5 every day.
Yes.
Authorities maintain the cameras deter crime, and despite some claims to the contrary and the outrage of civil libertarians, which I espouse myself to be, the public seems willing to accept the constant monitoring for the greater good. In the past 2 months, Britain police used or publicized CCTV imagery during investigations into a 12-year-old robbing a store at gunpoint. At first, I thought that was a 12-year-old case, but no, it was a 12-year-old guy. Don't yawn into the microphone, please.
I'm sorry, man. I tried to back off, but I didn't make it.
You got a good microphone now. I can totally hear it. You can't
That's
get away
awesome.
From it. It is good. I could hear that you're back a bit, but I still heard it. The disappearance of a doctor attacked by a serial rapist and the father and son hit by a train, laptop stolen from a school, and a soccer riot. Oh, isn't that great? They got a soccer riot.
Never happens there.
No, it's so rare. There's no video cameras out for that.
And, I mean, and that's funny because they don't learn. It's like, I just want to get a little bit closer. Crush.
Jesus. I would never go to the front of a British soccer game. Like, I'd be way, way up in the nosebleeds, and I wouldn't complain about my seat.
I would never go to a soccer game because I think soccer's gay, but that's another story.
Have you actually watched it? Have you actually really sat down and watched a soccer game? It's pretty cool, actually.
I'm a big fan of American football, which gets a lot of, you know...
Oh, that's boring. Boring.
You have to understand it.
So slow to me. It's like, okay, go stop.
It's baseball is like 10 times slower.
Oh, yeah. Well, baseball is the worst. Oh, my God.
Baseball's
hockey,
horrible.
Hockey, number one. Totally.
Well, you're Canadian, so of course.
But, I mean, there's action. There's violence. The puck's always moving. It's great. I hate sports in general, but if I have to pick one, it'll be hockey.
Yeah.
But I am Canadian, so, you know.
It's in your blood, you know.
Yep. We're going to skip through that because there's a lot of reading there. Anyway, you know how much I hate all the cameras intruding on our lives, and we can't take care of ourselves, so the government's got to do it for us.
But I'm betting if you could be on the other side of it and look at all the screens, you would love it.
Oh, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, as the libertarians say, we can take care of ourselves, keep the government out of our lives. How many people
are in London?
I'm not sure. Quite a few. It's a big city.
I want to know how many cameras there are per person.
Probably more than one per person. Like 4.2 million. I don't think there's London, actually in London, I don't think there's 4.2 million people. That's a lot of people. Well, maybe there are.
Yeah.
Maybe there are.
There could be.
Yeah. I think of Vancouver, and there's like 2 million people in Vancouver, so why wouldn't there be in London? It's a big place, and it's very packed.
Yeah, it's very packed because it's not really that big. It's just an island, you know?
That's true, yeah. This is from Slashdot. It's just a comment out of Slashdot I thought was pretty poignant. The problem with the music industry today seems to be this. 1. Spend lots of cash on creating music in expensive studios. 2. Spend more cash distributing music to shops. 3. Customers buy music. 4. Music industry and artists earn cash. 5. Some customers copy music for friends. 6. Music industry and artists lose potential cash. 7. Music industry spends even more cash trying to stop people copying music. 8. Lots of unhappy customers.
Yeah.
Possible solution. 1. Artists create music using cheap digital tools. Those are already available. Case in point, Porn on Beta's album cost us $0. 2. Artists upload digital music to websites. Case in point, Porn on Beta did this. Free.
Right.
Download the album. 3. Lots of people download copy music for free. Case in point. Artists get well known by lots of people. Case in point. Artist does a gig. Lots of people pay to come. Well, we haven't done many gigs, but eventually we will. Artists further get paid by selling special CDs and DVDs or other merchandise on the website, which we're going to do. We've released an album. There's going to be 3 bonus songs on the CD we sell. 7. RIAA now totally redundant. I think they already know this.
Yeah.
8. Do the same thing with software. Already happening OSS. Open source software. 9. Do the same thing with the movie industry, which Rant is planning to get into. 10. Do the same thing with all forms of information. 11. Human race leaps forward as it tends to do when information is freely available. And I thought this was really cool. Did you post the link? Yes. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I did.
You're distracted, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Sorry.
I hear clicking or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got distracted. We're talking about giving... a cousin of mine went to see a Prince concert.
Oh, yeah?
And Prince gave away a CD for free at the concert.
Really?
So some of them are kind of catching on as to how it works.
Prince, from what I know, very cool. He understands the music industry very well. And he's the one who fought to get out of his music contract. I don't know. He signed the contract, which is his fault.
Yeah.
But
he is crazy, though. He's nutty.
He sounds pretty nutty.
I should send you a video clip I have of Kevin Smith talking about Prince. And you understand, because Prince wanted Kevin Smith to, like, film something for him.
Oh, I remember hearing about that, yes.
I should actually send these to you.
I think I've seen this or heard of it or it's read it or something.
Yeah, to hear the story, it just blows your mind how crazy this man is.
Where was it on? Like, where did you see that?
Kevin Smith did a college speaking tour where he went around to colleges and did a Q&A session.
Resonance says, and A Night with Kevin Smith. Is that
what it was? I have it on DVD.
Very cool. No, I have not seen that. I've just read about it.
Yeah, it's like 4 hours long, and it's really cool.
Oh, really? Wow. And is he a good speaker?
Yeah. He'll answer a question, and every question he answers turns into a story.
Sweet.
So it's really good. You should see if you can rent it or something.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely look into that. That sounds cool. This next one, 8-year-old arrested, taken to jail, adult jail, for throwing a basketball at a child. This story is unbelievable. This is from Española, New Mexico. An Española third grader was handcuffed and arrested by police after hitting another student with a basketball, the child's mother and her lawyer say.
Okay.
Yeah, this is another example of abuse of governmental power. Way, way, way beyond what's needed.
So a kid threw a basketball at another kid.
And
something that's been going on since there were basketballs.
Exactly. I've seen this when I went to school. There's people throwing balls at each other. Somebody cries, broken nose, bloody nose, whatever.
I think I've done it.
I'm sure I've done it, too. The legislature never envisioned that the law would be used to lock an 8-year-old in any jail, especially an adult jail, Attorney Sherry said. This is the most egregious example of poor judgment by police that I've ever seen in my 15 years of practicing law, she said. According to the juvenile citation for disorderly conduct, Jerry Trujillo was arrested Thursday and booked into the Española jail after he got out of control and refused to go back to class. Maybe he sat down and cried in the middle of the basketball court or something. He's in through third grade.
I have a 6-year-old nephew, okay? It's hard to get a child of that age to comply to anything.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're kids.
What did they know? They're kids. They're kids. It's in a playground. Oh, my God.
What they charge him with? Playground mischief, for Christ's sakes?
Was it disorderly conduct?
He's 8.
They all commit disorderly conduct.
That's what they do.
Police Chief Richard Guillian, who was not at work Thursday, said he had few details, but the officers couldn't deal with the boy before taking him into custody.
Oh, bullshit.
He said that the conflicting accounts of where the boy was held and for how long. He said he had. Okay. It's illegal to keep a juvenile in an adult facility.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Española school superintendent Vernon said the incident was being investigated. He expected a report from the school's principal, Corrine. The boy's mother, Angelica, said he went to was sent to the school office Thursday when he raised his voice to a teacher after hitting another child with the basketball. Esquibel, who works next door to the school, said she was called to the office and that Jerry began crying and saying he wanted to go home. You know what? I'd probably send the kid home after doing that anyway.
Yeah, I mean...
She said a school counselor wanted him to return to class, and that when the boy ran outside and started crying louder, the counselors told him. The counselor. This is what the school counselor said to the child.
Okay.
If he wasn't going to be going into school, she was going to call the police.
This is why I hate school counselors, okay? They're fucked up.
Oh, my God. I can't believe a school counselor had to... Where's this training that the school counselor got? Oh. They have no recourse other than to say they're phoning the police to deal with this incident. The kid said he wanted to go home. I think this kid has more sense than the school counselor. Send this kid home. He's had an incident of violence. He needs to cool off.
He needs to go home and be, like, disciplined by his parents.
His mother needs to be told what he did in school. His mother needs to deal appropriately and tell the child about school violence and that, not just school violence, what am I labeling crap like? Violence! Need to be told about violence. Things that's hurt not, people.
That's not even violence.
The kid doesn't know what the consequence of his actions. He's going to hurt somebody else.
I mean, why would you call a cop on an 8-year-old?
Ridiculous.
I remember when I started public school, which was like 7th grade.
Yeah.
They assigned me a counselor just because they thought I might need one.
They assumed you needed a counselor.
And, yeah, it's like, why? You know, I'm missing class time. Not that I really cared. I didn't want to talk to this woman I didn't know. She's like, so tell me your problems. I was like, I'm 12.
That's my problem.
I'm 12. I don't have any fucking problems.
What could be problem? I'm missing my TV show Thursday night.
My parents are happily married, you know, and I eat well and I'm clothed well. I don't have problems. I'm 12. Sure you do. Everyone has problems. No, I'm fine. I have a problem now with you for pulling me out of class because you think I need help. You're just bothering me.
I know. It's ridiculous what and it's getting worse. It's much worse now than it was back then. The counselor told him officers would handcuff him and put him in a cell until he changes his attitude.
Oh my God.
Gwilyn said he'd been told the mother agreed police should be called. She said she told school officials not to call them, which I'm quite sure. Unless this kid is like hellion on earth, I can't envision a mother asking for the police to be called for a third grade child.
Yeah, unless he somehow had a gun.
Yeah,
you know, I can't imagine
Is he that big of a threat? Two officers tried to tell Jerry to go back to class and told him he had a choice: class or jail. Squeeble said when the boy got upset and loud. Imagine that. He's going to jail if he doesn't go back to class. They handcuffed him. The police report said Jerry was arrested, taken to jail, booked, and released to his parents. He said that when she arrived at the police station, the mother, he was standing against a wall crying. Imagine that. He told her that he was placed in a dark room with a window, a metal toilet, and a metal sink, and that the inmates banged on the window, said they were going to get him, and cussing.
Oh, my God. Now, what self-respecting police officer would do this?
And wait for the best part. He said the officers told him to stop crying, or they'd let the inmates get him, she said.
Oh, my. Who smells a big lawsuit coming?
This is outrageous. Oh, yeah.
I would sue everybody within 1,000 yards of my child when he goes to school. I'd be like, everybody's going down.
And it would be totally justified.
It would be.
I wouldn't maybe not sue them, but say you should all lose your jobs. And if you don't lose your jobs, then monetary punishments will come, I guess, because that's the only way they're going to lose their jobs. Anybody involved who said the police should be called for this kid who doesn't want to go back to class.
Yeah, they're gonna need some monetary help because this kid's going to need some therapy until he's about 65 years old.
No kidding.
I mean, if somebody called me and said they were calling the cops on an 8-year-old, I'd be in the car with a bat. And I'd say, you better call more cops because we're both going.
This one is not very interesting in the first little bit. Riots happen all the time. Of course, there's a riot at the Republican convention, as expected.
Which is bullshit. But
people riot.
I won't go into it. It's just pointless.
People riot, but that's not what I'm talking about. People can riot all they want and see if anything happens. Down the page, all the way down the page, the total number of people arrested in convention-related protests since last week is now at least 1,768 people.
Actually, that makes me happy.
Really?
But, yeah, it does.
Okay.
Should I explain why or not?
Sure.
Well, I mean, this is something that's going on for like 150 years. All the convention is like it's sort of like a big commercial or a party.
It's a big party for themselves, by themselves.
Yeah, I mean, and by protesting this year, I mean, there's still going to be a Republican candidate, whether you like him or not.
It is a legitimate party. It's a legitimate political party. They're going to have a convention.
Yeah, so
that's their
I don't see the point in it, because all you're doing is, like, is like, you know, you're just tying the cops up.
Could be doing something better. I understand protesting. Great, you get your name on there. Don't be violent. Don't be stupid.
No.
Don't break things. Don't hit people. Don't hurt people. Don't burn things.
No,
be nice.
But I mean, nothing good was going to come of it. And did anyone protest the Democratic convention? No. Not a one person.
Who knows what that says? I don't know. I'm not very political. I'm not...
Well, no, but I'm saying, you know, we don't like this party, so we're going to protest it. People that didn't like the other party didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Does that say everyone likes that party, or does that say they're more respectful of that party? I don't know.
I think it says they're more respectful.
It could be. It's like, you have your party, we have our party. We'll talk about our issue, you go talk about your issues.
And I guess there was this big group of people that went up on the Brooklyn Bridge, because there's a big American flag up on the Brooklyn Bridge, and they said, well, if you don't release these people, we're going to burn this flag. and the government said, we don't care.
Good.
Go ahead.
They should.
We'll put another one up.
Oh, they're burning public property, are they?
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
that's
no good. I thought they were burning their own flag. Sorry, I got it wrong.
No, they were going to burn the flag that was on the bridge, and the government just said, okay.
Well, that's a great reaction, and they'll be like, oh, never mind.
Well, you know,
that'd be hilarious.
I imagine they weren't too happy, but I mean, the point is, it doesn't change anything.
Like, we're not going to send cops there. It'll cost us more in sending cops there than it will to replace the flag. Go burn it.
Yeah. It's like everybody says, well, you guys can't deal with terrorists, but yet we have to bow to your demands because you're going to burn a flag. How does that? It's the same thing. It's like being a terrorist. It's like, let these people out of jail, or we're going to burn this flag. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
There's better ways to do things. And
there is.
And probably some of this is not that. Anyway, let's continue on with the story. Most of those arrested have been taken for processing to Pier 57 on the west side of Manhattan, police say. The three-story block-long pier has been converted to a holding pen so that the city precincts won't be overrun by the waves of arrests. The pier can hold 1,000 people. About 200 people gathered at Pier 57 on Wednesday to protest the conditions of the holding pen. An attorney for some of the protesters held at Pier 57 called the former bus depot Guantanamo on the Hudson. 40 people at the time were being crammed into cages, wire cages that are about 10 by 12 feet, and they are surrounded by razor wire. There's nothing to sit or lie on, and the floor is covered with an inch-thick layer of compacted chemical sediment. It's not Club Med. It's not supposed to be Club Med, New York Michael Bloomberg said. New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly called the claims about conditions at Pier 57 exaggerated.
Well, if you don't want to go to jail, don't do stupid shit, okay? And this qualifies as stupid shit. I mean, sure, people get arrested for things they shouldn't be arrested for, but this is not one of them. I mean, the cops knew you guys were coming. And, I mean, did you hear about some of the stuff they were going to do? Like die-ins. They're going to lay down in the streets like dead soldiers.
Right. That's disruptive. You're being idiots.
Mean, you're disrupting the flow of life. I just said hit them with your car, but of course you can't do that.
Like, are they protesting the actual convention? Like, that's not going to do anything.
Well,
they're going to have it.
I guess they think it's like a war convention because they think this war is all like the Republicans' fault, which is not true.
So if the Republicans disappear, the war disappears?
Yeah, something like that. That's what they seem to think.
Okay.
And like disrupting
the city is not going to make the Republican Party go away.
No,
make your
not.
Voice here heard, make your opinions heard, and you don't need to lay down the street and do it.
Just that's exactly right.
Put your signs up, yell in the podium, do anything that you think is lawful or that is lawful, and move on.
Yeah. Or be smart and put on a suit and get inside and try to enact change.
Yeah.
Because protesting's stupid, and I will say that until I die, because it is.
Yeah, there are better ways to do things. Make up your own political party. Join another political party. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Make your own convention up.
That's right.
Don't protest other people's things. They get let them do their own thing.
If
enough people agree with you, they'll side with you.
I mean, the conventions are like an American institution. You're not going to stop them. So just back off.
You're probably progressing the police state.
By doing stupid shit like that.
By doing stupid shit, burning stuff, and being unlawful. Like, we don't want to go have more cameras and more police everywhere. Please, please.
They had people on the news before the convention on CNN, and they were interviewing people in the studio, and they didn't say what, but they said they were planning civil disobedience. Went on the air and said we're planning.
That's the dumbest thing. We're going to be here at this time doing this illegal thing. Come, please arrest us and beat us and spray pepper and pepper spray in our face.
You deserve it. Civil disobedience, which is another term for breaking the law. Okay, you just went on TV and said we're going to break the law. Well, good. Guess what happened? You'll go to jail.
Yeah, there's better ways. This is another thing from Slashdot, another comment. This was a story about Jack Valenti quitting the MPAA after, I think, 35 years. And this is his famous quote. From the interview, Jack Valenti says he owns a TiVo set, and he truly enjoys it. Now, for people who don't know what TiVo is, it's a time-shifting recording device that is digital that you can record television shows and watch them when you want and skip through them any way you want. Very handy, very cool invention. That's just a brand of these type of things. There's many.
Yeah, there's like three or four different ones out there.
Yeah, and they're built into a lot of the satellite systems and cable digital cable systems now as well.
Very cool.
And he seems to have changed his tune since the 1982 Betamax testimony. If people know about that, Betamax was a VCR type recording device. You can record on videotape. Reel-to-reel tape and videotape shows. And
it was actually the same type of thing as VHS. I think it was just a little bit different format.
It's just a little bit different format. Two different companies trying to put forward their format, and VHS won out. That's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
But what Jack Valenti said back in 1982 for his protest against it was, "You're sitting in your home in your easy chair, and here comes the commercial. And it is right in the middle of a Clint Eastwood film. And you don't want to be interrupted. So what do? You pop in this beta scan." I don't know why I call it beta scan. That's weird. "And a one-minute commercial disappears in 2 seconds. If you're watching a Clint Eastwood film, it is the most cheerful thing you can do. However, if you're an advertiser who is paid $280,000 a minute to advertise, he feels a very large pain in his stomach, as well as his checkbook, because it destroys the reason for free television. The erasure for the blotting out, the fast forward, the visual searching, and the variable beta scans. The technology is there, and I am the one who has this belief that before the next few years, the Japanese will have built into their machines an automatic situation that kills the commercial." Which, eventually, they did. Mm-hmm. "I say to you that the VCR is to the American film producer and the American public as the Boston Strangler is to the woman home alone."
That's just nuts.
Isn't that insane?
It's like, wow. Who reads too many books?
And now, the MPAA, the film industry, makes more money from selling DVDs. I'm not sure. I've seen this on some.
They do.
I'm pretty sure I've seen this. They make more money on the rental of DVDs and VHS than they do actually in the theaters. And
especially Disney.
They rake it in. Oh my god.
They were a huge opponent of home recording. And
they hated it.
That's where they make the majority of their money.
And now they love it.
I'm sure it's great.
The dinosaurs that don't embrace technology.
Mm-mm.
And eventually they do, and of course he's saying, "I have a TiVo set and I truly enjoy it." So it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can see it from one standpoint. I've changed my opinion over years as well of stuff. Like, I used to make fun of vegetarians way, way back in the day.
Yeah.
And now I am one. So people do change their tune, but this guy is a little extreme.
Yeah. But that was sort of his job, too.
It is his job. That's the whole MPAA's job.
To have that stance with his job.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? No, I like the VCR. I'm going to quit my job.
I'm going to quit my job and totally screw myself.
So that's his job. Just like the RIAA is paid to oppose anybody who's getting music for free in any format. That's their job.
Exactly. That's their job.
Nonprofit gets gene patent for rare disease. a nonprofit patient advocacy group for people with rare connective tissue disease, has been awarded what it calls a landmark gene patent. Washington, D.C.-based PXE International represents more than 3,000 patients and their families around the world with a disease, way too hard for me to pronounce, pseudoxanthomyelasticum. I might have got it. Probably pretty close. The group what?
I'm just laughing. Go ahead.
The group has announced that the U.S. state's Patent and Trademark Office has issued a patent for a gene associated with the disease. We are stewards of this gene. We are responsible for using it to develop diagnostics and therapeutics that are accessible and affordable, says Sharon Terry, an executive director of that company and one of the gene's inventors, in quotes. Gene patenting has been a controversial issue. Companies who have discovered the role of particular genes in disease have been able to patent their discoveries and charge for the use in diagnostic tests and therapeutics. There is a concern over the ethics of patenting genes, including how patients affect the accessibility of gene tests and treatments. So, the big problem with this is this company now owns a human gene. Owns
That's
it.
A little scary.
They own it. Anybody tries to manipulate this gene to cure people of this disease, or if this gene is a key point in curing this disease, nobody else can profit from it. Nobody else can make the cure up unless they pay this company, and the company agrees to let them cure people.
I just got a message from Two.
Yeah.
He wants to know if he can get a patent issued for his boot up their asses.
You might be able to. The patent office gives it out to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and maybe even you.
Yeah. He probably could.
He probably could, if you're convincing enough.
Compelling argument, yeah.
They're giving it out to everyone now, so probably not a very good thing. What if somebody discovers, maybe this gene has been discovered along the line that is the cure for AIDS, or the cure for cancer, and makes people immune to it?
We've already got that, don't you worry.
and this company goes, it's $1 billion if you want to make the drug. And only the rich people will be able to cure it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, a couple of people have $1 billion. Good, we're set. Great, okay. And all you poor people, you die of AIDS. You die of cancer. Too bad. Hopefully you win the lottery, maybe. Good stuff,
You can't tell me somebody doesn't have, like, the cure for the common cold.
Could be. We don't know.
Somebody's got
it.
Keeping
it to themselves.
The reason why it's not there is because there's just too much money in cold remedy.
Yes.
Same shit.
There you go. Maybe they're waiting for the right marketing person to come along so they can sell it by the bucket loads and make tons and tons of money.
That's right.
It's ridiculous that somebody can patent a part of the human body.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty sick.
I can't fathom it. It makes me crazy.
It's going to get worse.
Okay.
Calm down.
The next one. New York cops arrest filmmakers for wearing bandanas. Actress Rosario Dawson was arrested yesterday when filmmakers used the anti-Bush demonstrations to inject a little too much realism into her upcoming flick.
She's hot.
Is she? I didn't look her up.
Oh, yeah. She's hot. Just thought I'd bring that up.
Somebody could post a link to a picture of her in the IRC, I will click on it if it ends in JPEG. And I will see it scroll by. The New York-born actress was filming a scene for This Revolution at 8th Avenue and 35th Street against the backdrop of the massive protest. It's like free extras. Dawson was wearing a black bandana over her face when New York Police Department cops arrested her. Dawson, 25, the co-star and co-star Vija, long name, were bundled into a police wagon as director Stephen Marshall tried in vain to show cops city film permits. Police cited city laws barring protesters from hiding their identities with masks.
Yeah,
when Marshall protested the arrest, cops handcuffed him too. Take my camera, he shouted at his film crew before disappearing into the police van.
Right.
You're not allowed to wear bandanas in New York.
You're not really allowed to do that anywhere.
Wear bandanas?
not over your face in a protest environment, because they want to keep an eye on people who might do bad things. And I'm not saying that, you know, the cops did a good thing by arresting her. It was something that happened because of poor planning.
Yeah.
That they should have thought about this a little bit more before they let's cover her face and put her in this mob of people where no one will know who she really is. Right?
Exactly. She's just one of the crowd at that point, right?
Right. Like I said, I'm not saying it was a good thing she was arrested, but just poor planning. That's what that was.
Oh, she's not bad. Her teeth are a bit big, though.
Well, you know. you're so picky, I swear.
I am picky. She's, maybe that's why I'm single, eh?
Captain Airbrush over here. She has to be perfect.
Absolutely.
Or I wouldn't bathe her and bring her to me.
Oh, it's time to open the phone lines.
All right.
So people that want to phone in, we use Skype, www.skype.com. It's for Linux, it's for Mac, it's for PC. You have no excuse. You need a microphone and headphones or speakers.
That's
preferably
it.
Headphones, so you don't feedback and you can turn it up and hear us nicely. And our name is Rant Radio. And if you want to get on, you load up Skype, add me in, and then private message me in the IRC. Or I will not know that you want to talk to me. And it is also very, very helpful that if your name does not match up with your IRC name, I won't be able to find you in the list. And
yeah, it's not really easy to find people on Skype.
No, and please keep in mind that your real name that you type into Skype shows up. There's a nick, and then there's a real name. Your nick doesn't show up. It's your real name that shows up. So if your name is Joe Bob, I'm not going to find you if your IRC name is Neo, right? It's not going
to
happen.
You need to tell us your name is Joe Bob. I know you hate to, but you have to tell us your name is Joe Bob.
It's a private message. I'm not going to say it on the air. I'm going to say your private message, your IRC name. So don't worry about that. And if you're typing your real name into Skype, well, you almost deserve it anyway, because, well, who knows? Yeah. Who cares? Well, I'm going to say your IRC name.
Yeah.
And who, go ahead.
I was just going to say, just call somebody, damn it.
I will.
It's 3 in the morning.
And you're not going to like it.
Oh, fuck, I know who you're calling. I just don't know why.
Is there ever a reason why?
No. Go ahead.
He's ringing.
Hello?
It's the mighty Purden.
Whoa.
Hello?
I got...
Hello? Purden, how's it going?
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, Purden.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Too bad I missed the rant meet.
Yeah, you suck a lot.
Too bad I missed the rant meet on Monday.
Did you make a lot of money dropping bookcases on the floor? This whole communication thing is kind of breaking down, isn't it?
It turned out that if I left... Whoa.
You're on a 30-second delay, aren't you?
This is great. This is quality radio.
This is quality radio. Okay.
We're professional Purden, here at Rant Media.
Purden.
Call us.
When I say the word cow, tell me. Cow.
Okay,
we're hanging up. Bye-bye. You're too slow. That's ridiculous. I think he's listening to the radio.
That's about 8 seconds.
And 8 seconds is 8 seconds too long for the... Like, he was bad last week, too. He was really bad. I don't know what's going on.
He probably is listening to the radio. It's short bus.
That's good. Okay, Pinion Blue. Pinion Blue wants to phone in, and we always like talking to Pinion Blue because he actually has a brain in his head as opposed to Purden. Actually,
yes,
Purden's
pretty cool.
Has just a bad connection tonight. He's usually not that bad. Maybe his brain is a little slow. I don't know. It was really good up to 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, well, even when he talks, he doesn't really talk about too interesting things. So
hello,
Pinion Blue.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, dude? What can we do for
Nothing
you on
much,
this fine
man. I want you
Monday
guys to know
morning.
That my fan. I want you to know my fanboyism has reached its pinnacle tonight. I drove 40 miles away to a Halo LAN tournament tonight.
We can tell because
you still there? Hello?
I think we got an 8-second delay on everyone. So yeah. We're going to have a little bit of difficulty. So when he starts talking, maybe we'll just stop. We'll just let him go. Okay, you tell your story. We won't interrupt.
Okay.
All right. Basically, I drove 40 miles away to a Halo LAN party tonight, and I was planning on staying all the night. And when I realized that today was Sunday, and I looked back at my watch, and I was like, oh, shit, it's 12 o'clock. I got to go back home and listen to Rant Radio.
So these
that's how bad it's got.
These
man,
people don't have any.
Fucked up.
These people don't have any internet connection, I guess.
No, they did. They had a cable internet connection, but the guy, he didn't have a microphone on him. Like he had this badass computer, and he doesn't have a microphone.
Oh, I see. It's not just. It's not good enough to just listen to Rantspeak.
Okay.
You have to phone in
to
make the whole experience worth
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, man.
Wow. You know, this is so not fair, you know, because all I want is chicks, and what do I get? I get you. That's just fucked up.
Oh, ooh, oh, shucks. Shut up. Anyways, and also, if I ever see Sim eat steak, or if I ever see Sim come down to someone's house to eat steak, I will jog 4 miles in 100-degree heat, eat my motherfucking sweaty sneakers right in front of him.
Well, you can guarantee you won't be eating your sneakers. It's okay.
Hey,
yeah,
Tim.
That's just crazy, man.
Yeah, Smokehouse.
People are saying the stream is bad.
That's probably the whole thing is all working together like that. That's probably why. We're getting some lag here.
We're having a bad day.
Yeah, we're having a bad internet connection here. I could do some extreme things, but it may cut off us. I don't think anything else is running on my internet connection. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why it's so slow tonight.
No.
That's just not good.
You're even busting up on me, Sim. Like I can kind of hear you moving in and out. Like your mic is the volume's moving up and down or something. It's
really?
Weird.
Everything sounds perfect. Perfect.
I wonder if it's because you're recording on the computer.
It could be because it's taking CPU power and stuff. I could stop it. I mean, that's probably
a good
idea.
You got the tape running, right?
I do have the tape running. So let me stop it. It will destroy it. I'll just have to do it like normal. So please hold and I'll go stop it.
Okay. So we get to fill up airtime again.
Yes, you do. You get to fill up airtime with me.
This is the second week, man.
Second week in a row. You're feeling good about it, aren't you? You're feeling like a pro, like a big man.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, not really. But anyways, yeah, that Halo LAN party was awesome, dude. You should really go to like a LAN party if you ever get the chance. It's crazy.
I suck at those, dude. I do not have the coordination to play those games. You know what? You know
oh,
what I
man.
Play online.
Dude, what do you
poker.
Play?
Poker. and I'm good too.
I used to play pool a lot online. That was really fun. So.
I'm all big into Texas Hold'em right now. That's my thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I watch it on TV a lot, like the celebrity poker and stuff. That's pretty funny.
I don't know why that's cool on TV. It just is.
Okay, I'm back.
Cool, what's up?
So, let's test out the delay. When I say the word cow, you tell me. Cow.
Cow.
Still a little bit off, but that's okay.
It's a little better.
Yeah, it's a little better. So maybe it was. So
I can hear you like normal.
Oh, good. So it's cleared up a little bit now?
Yeah. It's doing a lot better now.
Okay. So is there anything else you wanted to tell us, or...?
I don't know. You know that whole I Love Bees thing?
Okay, yes.
It happened again. It happened again.
I don't know if I want to hear
I don't
want.
I'm not
going to
promote anything. No, I'm not promoting it again. But all I was going to say is now that I've told everybody about it. No, I'm not promoting that video thing that might be related to it.
Well,
I'm
just by saying I
but
love
anyways,
bees
no.
is promoting them.
Yeah,
I didn't
up,
say
man.
The exact website, so there.
Okay, fine.
People just know me as the guy who who picked up the phone. That's what I'm saying. Like, I got four or five people asking me today at the Halo LAN party, you're the guy that picked up the phone, huh? And it was really weird. Like all these people know me already, and it's kind of fucked up.
Cool,
like, there's
cool,
a whole community now. It's odd.
Yeah. That's pretty odd.
That's crazy. That's craziness, man. That's crazy.
That's wild stuff.
That's wild, wacky stuff.
This is why we do internet radio at, like, 3 in the morning, okay? I actually feel good now. Another reason that 2 is here, because now it takes the pressure off us to be, like, good all the time.
Yeah, so they can tune it to some other show on the station to be good. It's like we're not the big show that everyone looks to as quality now.
So thank you, sir. We appreciate that. Go ahead.
Yeah, another really good thing is, like, the 2 lives, like, 40 miles away from me. I just found this out. He lives up in northwest Arkansas, and I don't live too far away from where he lives. I was like, dude, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Rent meetup.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
We're going to have him on the show in a couple weeks.
We should get a hold of him and do, like, a... Yeah, we should definitely do, like, a rant meetup here in, like, Arkansas, Oklahoma. Like, that'd be cool.
Arrange it. It's in the forums. There's a special place for rant meetups. So go for it.
Arkansas.
We'd have to get Smokey to come.
Yeah. How far are you away from them, Smokey?
Arkansas? Well, let's see. It's not a good 6 or 7 hours.
That's not
from Arkansas.
Completely horrible, but it's not great.
No, it's a long way.
Yeah.
It'll take me an hour or two to get where he is, so, I mean...
Oh, okay.
I guess it depends. Well, I guess it depends on how you get to me. Because I lived in the middle of Missouri for a while, and I know that's not too far off. And that was 5 hours.
Yeah.
From where I am now.
Cool.
So, it's far enough.
Okay. Well, we're going to hang up on you, because we got some more calls coming in.
All right, cool, man. Talk to you guys later. Have a good
night.
Later. Later, dude.
And this is a new person we haven't talked to. This is Legend. Legend, there we go.
Okay.
And he's got a little kind of anime icon. Can you see his icon in Skype?
Let me click it on here. No.
Oh. Legend, how's it going?
Fine, how are you, man?
Pretty good. Yeah, sounds like our connection's good.
You sound pretty
all right,
good
that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, it's awesome to talk to you guys.
It's awesome to talk to you, too. We love talking to fans.
Wow, we are so cool.
Like, I have been listening to Rant Radio forever, but this is actually the first night I've been in the IRC, the IRC or anything.
Really? It's a dangerous place. I would watch out.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Watch out for falling furries.
So you've listened to Rant Radio for a while? How long have you been listening to it?
Year and a half, maybe.
Wow. People coming out of the woodwork, eh?
They are.
Yeah. I think that's the weirdest thing, is that the people who listen the most are usually the quietest.
And I totally, totally agree.
You gotta watch out for the quiet people.
Yeah, they're dangerous.
They are.
He was always a quiet man. And then one day...
That's right.
He killed his whole family.
And one day, they found 40 bodies under his porch.
They say he listened to Rant Radio.
Well, don't you guys, ever get worried that... Oh, go ahead.
No.
No, I was just going to say... Go ahead.
Okay, you guys ever get worried that, one of us will stalk you down and kill you, and they'll never find your body?
I try not to think about it, actually. It's frightening at points. Especially when there's fans around where I live.
Find us, yes. Kill us, no.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be a little easier to kill... might be a little easier to kill Sim than me, because... Sim is unarmed and I'm not. So, I mean, if anybody wants to come after me, I'm not joking. Sim has nothing because it's illegal. I have a house full of guns.
Well, they don't let you have guns in Canada.
That's right. There's no guns. We're very peaceful here.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, but, sure. You laugh like a crazy man.
All we've got is guns.
Okay.
It's the law. You have to have a gun. So
that's right.
Required by law, every household has to have a gun.
No. I'm not too worried about it, no. I am worried about people showing up, without being invited from time to time. But I'm not worried about people, killing me.
Everybody that I know has been extremely respectful of me. So I'm very happy to report. They all say, I know where you live, but that's okay. Who cares? It's very easy to find out where I live.
Well, what about cult members?
Cult members?
Oh, nosebleed. Oh, shit.
You gave Smokey a nosebleed there.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, the cult word. He's got to get some tissues now and block up his nose and tilt his head back. And actually, tilting your head back doesn't do any good. Just let it bleed out.
No, it just runs down your throat and drowns you.
Exactly. It does nothing. Is it going to stop your nose from bleeding? No, it just makes it go somewhere else.
Nah.
I guess if you don't have a tissue, I guess that's a good solution.
Nah. Cult members?
Yeah, what about them? What about them?
I would think that they would be the most dangerous.
No, because they're too busy writing documents to kill anybody.
they're too busy revising their documents re-revising
right.
and reorganizing and you know, getting organized and stuff like that.
You can never have too many.
No.
Too many documents,
The cult doesn't worry me because it's a circle jerk. It's a waste. That's all I'm saying. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay.
But that's why it doesn't
work. We don't want to get into it too much.
No, I'm not. That's all I'm saying.
So, do you have anything else you wanted to ask or say or do or laugh about? Or
I think that's just about it.
Laugh for me once more. Doesn't he have a crazy laugh? It's crazy.
It's not real.
You sound demented. Is that like
many times.
Is that like a sample you press on your computer? It's crazy.
It seriously is my laugh. Like, people back away from me when I laugh.
No kidding. It does sound demented. It sounds like it's...
Does it really?
Crazy, crazy laugh, but it's great.
It just sounds like
I back away from myself.
Wow.
Okay, so, good talking with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for calling.
And definitely phone in again.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Later. Bye. And amazingly enough, Purden wants to phone in again, but we're not going to. He got to say his piece. If anybody else wants to phone in, I've got 19 minutes left on this videotape that I'm recording on. We use Skype, skype.com. Rant Radio is the name. Private message me if you want to phone in.
Mm-hmm.
And the sign-up name, if you want to add me to the list, is Rant Radio. Nice. And I see Candy, I think, is on there. Or maybe that's a different person.
Oh, maybe she'll talk to us.
Is she in the IRC? No.
I don't know.
Not this week.
Oh, I did forget to mention one thing while we have a lull in the action here.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm doing an interview tomorrow with Joe Vecchio from the Cup of Joe radio show.
Are you on his show?
He wants to interview me for his show on Thursday.
Very cool.
I guess it's Placate Smokey's Ego Week here at Rant Radio.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to interview me about just my opinions on internet radio and whatnot.
Very cool.
So don't worry, I'm not going to say anything bad.
Can you send me a copy of it before you air it? I don't know. I've got to preview this and
see whatever.
If you're misrepresenting the glorious brand of cult of. Oh God!
Whoa.
Can we rewind that of Rant? We're talking about that too much.
There goes the other nostril.
We're talking about that too much. We better not say that word anymore because it's getting in my brain.
No, I'm going to bleed to death. But misrepresent. Half the stuff that goes on the station you've never heard before. I'm just like, I'm putting this on. You're like, okay.
Okay, I guess it's good,
Okay. But yeah, I'm going to be doing an interview tomorrow afternoon. So hopefully he asks me good questions.
Oh, it's on tomorrow. What time is it on?
It won't be on tomorrow. He's interviewing me
tomorrow. Oh, okay.
The show will be on Thursday. Check the schedule. You'll see when it's on.
I'll have to try and listen to that. Because I'll have my finger on the button of kicking. Kick the 64K stream.
No, I'm fine. I'm more professional than you give me credit for.
But his show is on today. Okay. So
he's calling me tomorrow for his show on Thursday.
Okay. Cool.
Because he does a pre-recorded show.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. He jumps in the IRC to listen to what people are saying about his show while it's airing, though, I think, right?
Yeah. And that and he wants to make sure that the show actually goes on, because sometimes it doesn't go on.
Okay. That's always
and
a good thing to do.
I had to go and start it manually this evening.
Yeah. The programs we use are very weak. Unfortunately, they don't work so well. They kind of give up and do bad things.
There's an easier way to do it if somebody wants to give us money for more computers. But
that's true.
Because I think that's what the problem is.
Partly. The problem is the program as well. It's kind of weak. Okay. If anybody has links to some good scheduling programs for Shoutcast, please let me know.
We need them.
I would love to use a different program. I mean, the program we're using is it's good. It's decent. It just doesn't do what it says it does some of the times.
It's not good enough.
It crashes. It doesn't play things. It does weirdness.
Yeah.
We're gonna phone Mainframe here. Who wants to talk to us? Always a good person to talk to. Ringing, ringing, ringing. In progress. Mainframe, how's it going tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Like I said, we've got a long weekend, so we get to stay up late.
Yeah, that's the benefits of the long weekend and doing the shows on Sunday night.
Well, what time is it where you are right now?
Oh, I'm with you, Smokey. I'm in the central time zone, so just going about 3 a.m. here.
Well, I feel bad about keeping you up, man. You're older than us. It's like way past your bedtime.
I'm still unemployed, so it wouldn't matter. I'd be up anyways.
You're just like me, then.
Yep, I get to talk a little louder now since my roommate's out of town.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Totally unrestricted.
I do have a couple of questions. I was rewatching some of the Sean Kennedy fucking man shows that came on.
Okay.
And there was one show, we were at like a, what's called a Spitfire convention.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I was wondering, there was one part in there where he was doing a poem about Heroin Angel, but it looks like it was cut out and edited.
Yes.
Was that on purpose, or?
It was completely on purpose, actually. If you get the DVD copies of it, I explain.
You'll hear us talk about it.
I'll tell you what it is right now because you asked. He forgot a lot of the poem. Like, he actually did write that poem.
Uh-huh.
And he did start off trying to recite it, but, I mean, he wrote it a long time ago. And he didn't quite remember it. He remembered the beginning of it. And he had to, as he does with a lot of stuff, make stuff up on the fly, which he's amazing at. And he made
That's
up...
That's when he does his best stuff, actually.
Under pressure, on the fly, is when he does his best stuff, exactly. And he made up, on the fly, the rest of the poem. And people totally went nuts for it, cheering afterwards. And it's just kind of weird, and it's quite long as well. So I didn't want to include that in the video.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but it will be on the DVD when it comes out, or is it out?
It's not on the DVD, but we talk about it in the commentary, if you buy the DVD.
I would love to release all of Sean's stuff unedited, like the latest, you know, the shoe shining stuff of patrolling? He talks for an hour.
Talks
while he's shining his shoe, you know, that fast-forwarded stuff. It's amazing stuff he's talking about. Very funny. But it's an hour long.
I had enough of shoe shining when I was in the Marine Corps, so I don't want to ever do that again. I wear my gym shoes all the time now.
There you go, yeah. If you're forced to do something, you probably don't want to do it anymore.
I never wear green anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff out there that nobody's seen. I even have stuff that Sim hasn't seen.
Ooh.
there's stuff. I think there'll always be like hidden Sean stuff that no one's ever going to see, just because there's so much of it.
Maybe if Sean gets killed or dies or something, then I'll release it all posthumously because I won't have anything.
Yes.
It's like the seventh posthumous album by Tupac Shakur, right?
Yeah, he's really dead. Right.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
We'd have to package that all nice and everything if he died.
Yeah.
We'd have to go all out and just be bad.
So eventually, maybe, but I doubt it. There's a lot of stuff that I haven't released. I just picked the best stuff. There's always going to be more stuff, so I always pick the best stuff.
Okay. I also have a question for Smokey.
Sure.
I was wondering, I heard, I think it was on the Mark and Darrow show, he said you have a degree in broadcasting. Where'd you get that at?
I got it at a community college. That tells you what it's worth. Shit, nothing, man. But no, I guess you could say I'm the only one here in Rant Radio that actually has formal training. So that's why I can say I'm the one who knows what he's doing, because I've had the training.
I have worked at a radio station. I did get training there, but I do not have a diploma.
No, I actually. I've been told I have the diploma. I think my mother has it because I've never seen it. But, yeah, I didn't even go to graduation. I'm like, fuck it. I'm done.
Well, I wouldn't feel so bad. I know a lot of people with higher degrees, and they're just plain old idiots.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
All right, I have just one last question. This time it's back to Sim. You know, in the world when we omnivores eat like a new meat, we say it tastes like chicken. Is there any vegetables that are like that from the vegan world?
Where
like, tastes like tomatoes.
I have no idea. I'm actually a very, very bad vegan. I just eat. I usually eat crap. I try and eat okay, but I just eat stuff. I eat the normal thing I always ate, except no meat anymore. I'm definitely not a chef or anything.
So what, you eat like popcorn all day or what?
No, I do eat vegetables. I have lots of vegetables and stuff, and rice and pasta, and I buy substitute stuff like tofu and veggie burgers and tofu dogs and stuff like that, and you know, soy milk and yogurt, soy yogurt, stuff like that.
Tofu dogs are horrible.
Depends what you get. Every tofu dog I've ever bought, except for one specific kind of one specific brand, are totally deadly to your mouth.
I took a bite of one by accident. I didn't know it was a tofu dog, and I thought I was going to die.
Oh, yeah, they're bad. You have to be really careful with that. Like, go to a place where you can taste them all or something before buying them. They really haven't done very well with those. I'm hoping in the future they do a little bit better.
No. It's hard to replicate the taste of crap, you know? It's
tough. So when was the last time you fell off the wagon and had a real burger or anything like that?
Never, ever, ever.
Never, ever? Ever since you started?
Ever since I started. I've never eaten meat since that day I stopped eating meat. It was a total switch. It wasn't even a decline. The stuff that did decline was the cheese and stuff over time. But the meat was right away one day. I never went back. It was about the same time I started Rant Radio, actually.
That's kind of bad, because when he said fall off the wagon, I thought he was going to point a question at me.
Oh, no, come on. There's no such thing as falling off a wagon for an Irishman. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. I never got on the wagon. You're right.
We don't have much tape left, so we got to move on.
Just trying to fill it up.
Excellent.
We got another caller.
We do. Let's have two more callers we got to breeze through.
Okay.
Have a good night. Sayonara, y'all.
Thanks for phoning.
Thanks, buddy.
Always good. He's always good to
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's very good.
And he asks great questions.
Yes, he does.
And Lieutenant Major Zombie, I thought he was going to phone in. I'm all disappointed now.
God damn it. That'd been awesome.
Come on, Zombie. Get your Skype going. We don't really have time for you to install it, but maybe next week.
Yeah.
He's never around when the show's on.
He's in the IOC right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen him drop in more and more often, which is very cool.
Maybe he got lost.
Zombie. He's been around forever. Oh, my God.
He's like our poster child. We made him better.
Resonant wants to phone in, but Resonant doesn't have his name on my list. You have to add me to your list. It's Rant Radio. Just add Rant Radio. So I don't think we'll be getting to you tonight, so I lied. There's zero people instead of two. These people aren't prepared. So get it ready for next week. Maybe phone some people in the IRC and get you up to speed and test it out.
Indeed.
So that's it.
We're finally done. 2 hours and 20 minutes, roughly.
Really? Oh, wow, yeah. It is, too. Well, we got 9 minutes left in the tape.
What do we have left to talk about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all, in fact.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, I've got the name of Resonant, so let's give it a try.
Call him.
I'm going to give it a try. Had a contact. He doesn't seem to know how to do it, but I'll give him a fighting chance and do it for him. Do-do-do. Searching, and I found him. Please let me... Add me. Come on, Resonant. You can do it. See that little alert on your screen? Click yes. Do it. Do it now. Do it often. Come on. But good calls tonight. Very awesome. And
I will admit, every time you call me and it rings, it scares the shit out of me.
Do you have it cranked up or something?
For some reason, that ring is really loud and it just blows my head off. It scares the shit.
Oh, really?
You like that, don't you?
I can't even tell. But now that I know, that's funny. Wonder if I can add a contact in by just Oh my god, it's going nuts. What is this? Who is this? View profile. Is this who I want to talk to? Oh, it is who I want to talk to.
Mm.
Let's add him in. Is this Resident?
Can you hear me?
Is this Resident?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. What's up?
What's up, dude?
Can you hear me?
Yep, totally hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yay, two-way
That's
communication.
Awesome. Yeah, finally. I was having some issues.
Uh-huh.
My computer did not like it.
Well, it sounds pretty good right now. Sounds like you're in a tin can, but we'll deal with that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, sorry, my microphone is crap.
Can you
I just wanted to ask you guys a couple of questions. One, I was watching the patrolling episode,
yep.
And you guys have that fast.
Yep.
And I was just wondering, do you have to be actually fasting to have that drink, or can you just use that drink as kind of like an additive on top of your daily, meals?
I would say no.
I would say do a lot of research before doing anything that Sean or I recommend.
Yeah.
And talk to your doctor and research it on the net. It's a tasty drink. If you want to just make it to drink it, it's actually kind of cool. It's got the lemons in it, which add a little bit of sourness to it. It's got the maple syrup, which is sweet, and it's got the paprika, which gives it a kick. It's kind of tasty. Using it for a diet, it's also well known as another name. My recommendation for any diet is to eat good food and be balanced in the type of food you eat. Don't eat too much of anything, and exercise, and you won't go wrong that way.
Yes, and as we all know, Sim is a poster child for exercise. So go out and run now.
Doesn't say I do it. I just recommend it.
Yeah, I started exercising about 3 weeks ago. I played kendo for like 4 hours today. That was awesome.
Wow. So you don't have much of a problem with any of that, really.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
My second question is, I've been plugging the Afternow to a lot of people, and we've been pretty much probably destroying your bandwidth, downloading all the Afternow episodes.
Yeah.
Would it be possible if you could set up some zip files or some BitTorrents for like seasons, for the first 3 seasons, so we don't have to sit there and just download the separate ones?
Excellent idea.
Yeah.
I think a zip file for each season would be a really good idea, in fact.
Big, but okay.
They would be
big. That saved me a lot of time. I'm probably going to burn a bunch of CDs for people. Those are awesome.
And they would save a lot of bandwidth as well. I'm not sure how our mirrors are doing. I haven't checked in a while, but usually I get complaints. I can't get any on the mirrors.
What if we just ISO'd them or something?
That's more difficult, right? If somebody wants to burn them, but
what? One extra click.
It's difficult. Try to make it as easy as possible. Yeah, doing a torrent for them is an excellent idea, in fact. But we have to have participation from
on the ISO thing.
Yeah.
I'll see it. I got no problem with that.
Excellent.
So, I know a bunch of people that are just that love it.
I'm worried that people wouldn't seed because everyone already has it or is not interested anymore because it's old. Like, I can get the seeds going for the patrolling because they're brand new. But, I mean, we can test it out, see if everybody wants to participate and help us out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll look into that. It's a good suggestion.
But how many times do you have to download it? You said you have them all, right? Can't you just keep burning them over and over and over because you're giving it out, right?
Well, actually, I had them all, and then my hard drive crashed really, really hard, and so that didn't help. And my burner is actually being extremely stupid as well, so
that sucks.
I'm gonna have to get that fixed.
Okay. Good cover.
Okay. Well, we got 4 minutes left in the tape, so I'm gonna have to let you go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
All right, man.
So thanks for phoning in. Good question.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for being patient.
No problem. Bye bye. Okay. Good show.
Yeah.
Definitely gave them their money's worth.
you got your nothing right on time. Wow. 2.5 hours.
Yeah, this hour-long show seems longer and longer every week. I don't know.
I keep telling you, you're like, it's an hour show. Yeah, my ass it is. we got through the mail in an hour.
I promise an hour, we deliver always more.
Yes.
I don't want to promise 2 hours and run out of material at an hour and a half.
No.
That would be very bad.
I just sort of wish we're going to have to eventually, because I get the feeling we're going to have to schedule a lot more stuff.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think? Somebody's going to come on after us?
Somebody might. Some European might.
Oh, true. Very true.
So, you know, I need to block stuff off correctly.
Mm-hmm. Nobody is seeding, patrolling low res 1-4, Gluco says. Interesting. Huh. I don't know about that.
Well, they suck.
Let me just check that. That's a big lie. Everybody is seeding everything. Maybe they're just not sharing it, or maybe... Who knows? Open a hole in your firewall. That helps a lot, because then you'll be able to get it from people who have firewalls. So if you have a firewall and they have a firewall, you're not getting it. But if you poke a hole in your firewall, it's a lot easier to get it.
Pinion Blue says, thank you, Sim and Smokey, for doing 2 hours worth of material.
That's 2.5 hours, Pinion.
Yeah. I can't believe somebody ran home to listen to us.
Oh, I know.
Holy crap.
It was actually, I thought it was a good show. It was very funny. Well,
it was. I still have a hard time getting over that kind of thing.
Oh, I know.
It's like, I ran home to listen to you.
I can't believe we're actually enticing enough to go home.
Yeah, I mean, no pressure or nothing. You know?
Oh, not at all. No, no.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, next week, we'll be back. And maybe with an interview with Griffin.
Next week or week after. I'll get it figured out. Don't worry. He will be here.
Yeah, he will eventually be here. He's a great guy. We've interviewed him on the Sean Kennedy Show before.
He's listening right now, in fact.
Oh, excellent.
So he's a nice guy, so be nice to him.
But it's late at night, so it's up to him when he wants to get on.
Yeah.
So we're out of here for this week, and we'll be back next week, 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as normal, for all you late-night owls. And there's a lot of late-night owls in the people in the IRC, as I quickly go through the last minute. Spyco, Purden, Pinion Blue, Knuckles, Legend, Schizo, Rebel Whore, Pinion Blue, Baby Bear, Showering Missy, Pie, Lieutenant Major Zombie. Oops, I just cranked up the music. Sorry. And the Decoy. And that is about it. So we'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Smokey.
Goodbye, Smokey.
And we're out of here. See ya.
Bye.
I get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up. You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it. Forget it. Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.